battle the key down is. Williams stolen off his course, stolen by Marshall. Up ahead to Avery Lewis, who lays it up and in. Lennox bounce past the Williams. Corner three, left side of the air. And it's in the hoop. The Maestro is knocked in two here in the second half.
There you go.
And the Warriors have a 5-point lead.
Wayne State University with FM 101.5 and AM 1400. The Patriot proudly present Wayne State Warrior Basketball. Let's go courtside with Kevin Breckmacher and begin countdown to tip-off.
Good afternoon. We welcome you live inside the Wayne State Fieldhouse here on the campus of Wayne State University in Midtown Detroit, Michigan, where it's Wayne State men's basketball today on the Patriot. As the Warriors return home to take on the Lewis University Flyers. Hi again, everybody. I'm Kevin Breckmacher. Pleased to be joined by future Wayne State Hall of Famer Chuck Key, the best in the business, Brian Bolesky, back in our Detroit studios. And Chuck, rough weekend last weekend for the Warriors. You were here to watch the game Friday against Hillsdale, a 6-point loss at home. And then last Sunday, an 8-point loss at Malone, 74-66. Kind of a carbon copy from what we saw here at the Fieldhouse last Friday. Wayne State, pretty good first half, right in at halftime. But in the second half, the more experienced team in Malone pulled away. And how do the Warriors kind of rebound today after two losses last weekend?
Well, after two losses last week, they just have to clear their mind, come in. We're back at home. Just do the things that they did in the first half that they had a positive outcome from and try to get it into their game more today. And, just feed off the positive energy. We're getting a little crowd here, more people coming in. So hopefully we can feed off of the crowd and try to establish some type of home court advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Warriors looking for their first win of the season against Lewis, an opponent you know well, Chuck. We play Lewis every year in the non-conference. And it seems like it's always a tight game. Last time they were at the Fieldhouse 2 years ago, Braylon Neely made an acrobatic reverse layup basically at the buzzer to win by one. Last year, the Warriors, kind of like what we saw last weekend, hung in there at halftime. We're down two, I think, to halftime at Lewis. And then Lewis pulled away for a 12-point win late. But it's always tough to play Lewis. Very good program. They've been in the NCAA tournament a number of years over the last 10 years or so. Their head coach, Scott Tross, has been there 18 years. Yeah. Always good to play Lewis to kind of see what you're up against.
Yeah, definitely. Lewis is always a great game. We pretty much always played them around Thanksgiving time, so it was always good to see family or even to go to Chicago and play against those guys there and have family come out there. But it's always going to be a tough game playing against Lewis. We have similar type of teams, similar type of styles. The GLIAC and GMAC are very similar, and it's always great to measure yourself against other great teams. So this will be a good matchup for Wayne State today. And I'm just looking for them to play with toughness and to play together and try to build some cohesion and see where we can go after this game.
Yeah, Lewis comes into today 1-1 on the season. They played two games last weekend as well. They knocked off Ohio Dominican last Friday at home, lost at Tiffin. They played two GMAC teams last week, lost at Tiffin by five. We'll see Tiffin 2 weeks from today down in Ohio, but Lewis coming in 1-1. Wayne State going to be minus, we think, Matt Coffey today. Now, the sophomore's off to such a great start this year, averaging 14.5 points a game. Had another big game at Malone on Sunday, but he's a little banged up. We don't think he's going to play. So how does Wayne State kind of fill those points that Coffey was scoring so far this year?
Well, it's the next man up. Everybody has been practicing together. We have some depth on this team from what I can see, and I think that as long as the next man up is ready to play and Golson is ready to handle some of the load, then they should be able to fill the void with Coffey.
We think Kamen Lennox is going to start for Matt Coffey today, but we'll update you for sure during the Metro Detroit Chevy Dealers starting lineup. But Wayne State will play a little shorthanded today. But the game against Lewis coming up in about 10 minutes or so. We're going to step aside and take a break. When we come back, we'll have the locker room report with head coach Brian Smothers. Is coming up after this. You're listening to Warriors Basketball on WDTK, The Patriot.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
The pregame show continues next.
Hey, Warrior fans. The Wayne State University men's basketball team will next be at home this Tuesday, November 21st, against Lake Erie College, with the opening tip scheduled for 7 o'clock p.m. The Warriors will be facing the storm for the first time ever inside the Fieldhouse. We'll see you there. Go Warriors.
The pregame show continues inside the locker room.
Welcome back to Wayne State Basketball on the Patriot. It's now time for the locker report with head coach Brian Smothers. Wayne State returns home today to take on Lewis in their annual battle with the Flyers. Coach, as always, thanks for joining us. Let's go back and talk about the game on Sunday before we talk about the game today. 8-point loss on the road, 74-66. We were kind of talking before we started taping, very similar to what we saw Friday. Pretty good first half, second half. Malone kind of took over. Just talk about what you saw in that game on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I think we – you know, you get into those games and, you know, we're still trying to figure some things out. I think the guys, you know, right now still have, you know, some questions that, you know, or not questions, but maybe just still learning the system, still figuring things out for themselves at the same time. So I think at different points in time in the game, you kind of see it happening, playing some different matchups and lineups at times, you know, that, you know, maybe they don't get a ton of time working together in practice just for the base of the amount of time that we have. So, you know, it's one of those things that as the season goes on, you know, less of those opportunities and things will take place. But right now we're kind of learning through the losses as opposed to, you know, finding ways to win some of those games.
Kind of off that point, we were talking a little bit too before the season started. It's such a young team, 12 freshmen and sophomores. There's definitely a lot of potential. We've seen that in both games, but finishing has been tough. Just talk about how key it's going to be just continue to play games and get better heading into league play in about a month.
Yeah, it's consistency. You know, there's probably, you know, a segment in the first half and maybe two segments in the second half where we're not able to sustain a certain level of effort, energy, and also focus. There's a lot of plays in that Malone game that, you know, it's like these were things that we went over, you know, in scouting report. And so I think that, to me, those are signs of a team that's still thinking as opposed to really having that instinct to make those plays that are available. You know, offensively, we're efficient in our, you know, two-point percentage, but we're not getting a lot of three-point attempts. And defensively, we just have to be much more stout, much more disciplined on that end, you know, in order for us to be able to win those games and also give us time to where now we can really be clicking on all cylinders.
I want to ask you about sophomore Matt Coffey and the way he's played the first two games. Unfortunately, today he's not available because of an injury, but averaging 14.5 points. You mentioned the word availability to me. He's stayed out of foul trouble for the most part. Being available to play is key for him. But just talk about the way he's played the first two games.
Yeah. You know, all the talent in the world and the ability, you know, he's been just, you know, much more vocal at the same time. He's learning the game. He's learning the system. He's asking good questions at times. And so by being available, he's been able to get the reps that he needs to take advantage of that talent, but also, you know, just to get comfortable. And his conditioning is a lot better, so he's able to play for longer periods of time in the game. You know, last year he could play about 2 minutes before he, you know, before he hit that wall, and now that's up to about 4 minutes, you know, and he's scoring, you know, pretty relentlessly right now when he's getting the ball around the basket, you know. So unfortunately, like I said, he's not with us today on the court, but, you know, I think that, you know, the fact that he's shown us what he could do thus far this season, you know, once he gets back, you know, he'll continue to be a vocal point for our team.
Lewis is the opponent today. We play them every year in the non-conference. It's always a tight game. We seem to do pretty well against Lewis here at Wayne State, at least in my time here. Talk about the matchup today with the Flyers and what they bring to the table.
Yeah, you know, they're pretty similar. You know, they have a couple good shooters, you know, a really good experienced guard and, you know, a forward that are both really good shooters. They're kind of young and a bunch of new guys across the board outside of those two guys that, you know, we played against last year. So, you know, Coach Trost does a really good job. He's been there for a while. So, you know, it's a challenge for us at the same time. You know, we have enough guys that can go in the game and help us. You know, right now that challenge is just, you know, making sure that the right combinations are out there, making sure everybody understands their role on the team, but also making sure everybody understands our identity has to be on the defensive end first, which will allow us to have more transition opportunities and get easy baskets on offense.
We've come to that time. Coach Mother says Wayne State wins today. If what?
Yeah, we have to be much more stout defensively, really on the ball. We're losing some one-on-one matchups there, and when we do force the other team to miss, we have to be much better defensively, get out in transition, get some easy baskets, execute in the half court, and when we get to the point in time where we're up or the game is right there, just find a way to finish.
Coach, as always, best of luck today. Thanks for joining us. Let's get a win over Lewis, and we'll talk to you before Lake Erie on Tuesday.
Thanks, Kevin.
That's Coach Brian Smothers with the Locker Room Report. Stay tuned. Opening tip-off coming up next. Wayne State and Lewis right here on the Wayne State Warrior Basketball Radio Network.
Uniprop is proud to sponsor the fine athletes that participate at Wayne State University. Wayne State is the heart of Detroit, and the young student-athletes that represent the university and the city are a great example of dedication to living a healthy, productive life. Uniprop has been based in southeastern Michigan for 40 years, investing in private equity and real estate to support the area and its residents, and the support for Wayne State is just an extension of that.
The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400, WDTK, Detroit. The Salem Media Group, on the NASDAQ as SALM.
This is a great day for Henry Ford Sports Medicine. As the official team physicians for the Detroit Pistons and care provider for the Detroit Lions, today we welcome another athlete whom we proudly care for, Lisa.
How is your injury?
It turned out to be just a twisted knee.
When can you return to Zumba?
Maybe next week.
Lisa, one more question.
Henry Ford Sports Medicine, official team physicians for athletes like Lisa and you. Learn more at henryford.com/sports.
Warrior Basketball plays on WDTK, Detroit. Now, down to the hardwood at the Wayne State Fieldhouse for today's tip-off.
The green and gold of Wayne State flies over the field today. Our hearts and life will win the night of victory. It's on its way. The team is strong, for them we'll cheer. Wayne State will march along.
And welcome you back to Midtown Detroit. It's time for the Metro Detroit Chevy Dealers starting lineup. First for Lewis. They will start at guard as 6'1 junior from Cary, Illinois, Bo Ferricks. Ferricks, 13 points, 2.5 rebounds per game so far this year. Another guard spot, a 6'4 freshman from College Park, Georgia, Destin Logan. Logan at 8 points and 2 rebounds a game. Third guard spot, a 6'5 senior from East Point, Michigan, Gary Solomon. Solomon, 12.7.5 rebounds per game. At one forward spot, a 6'6 junior from Washington, Illinois, Devin Vanderheit. Vanderheit, 14.5 points, 4.5 rebounds per game. And at the other forward spot, a 6'7 freshman from Glen Ellen, Illinois, Ryan Renfro. Renfro, 8.5 points, 8.5 rebounds per game. Now the starting lineup for your Wayne State Warriors. They will start at guard, a 6'5 junior from Detroit, Calvin Golson Jr. Golson, 9.6 rebounds per game. Second guard spot, a 6'2 sophomore from Detroit, Tamario Adley. Adley, 11.5 points, 4 rebounds per game. Third guard spot, a 5'10 sophomore from Flint, Carmelo Harris. Mello, 7.5 points and 1 rebound per game. One forward spot for Wayne State, a 6'3 senior from Kansas City, Missouri, came in Lennox at 3 points a game. And the other forward spot, a 6'5 senior from Detroit, Ray Williams Jr., the maestro on the year, 8.5 points and 6 rebounds per game. And that is your your Metro Detroit Chevy Dealers starting lineup. Almost did a bad thing right there, Chuck.
All right. Oh, man.
I think we're ready to go. Wayne State will be in their home gray jerseys again today with the green and gold trim. Lewis in their road blacks with the red and whites. And the Warriors will go left to right on your radio dial here in the opening half. It'll be Colin Golson who can jump out of the gym.
Oh, yeah.
He's got your leaping ability, Chuck. He'll be jumping center for Wayne State against Ryan Renfro. I think we're ready to go. I'm still getting used to seeing Wayne State on the other side of the court.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Tap controlled by Lewis and underway here at the Fieldhouse. Warriors will start in a man-to-man defense. Solomon will run the point for Lewis. He's got it up top. 10 already off the shot clock. Here's Renfro. Renfro will hand off to Solomon. Solomon between the circles. Spin move inside. Puts it up and gets it to go. Gary Solomon averaging 12 points a game. Makes it 2-0 Lewis.
Yeah, another thing about Lewis is they seem to always have a guy from the Detroit area, and they always seem to play well here. So I'll definitely be on the lookout for Solomon today.
Always good games against Wayne State here at the Fieldhouse over the years. A couple overtime games, that Braylon Neely reverse layup at the buzzer 2 years ago. Here's Lennox the other way. Out to a wide-open man. Three-pointer in the corner by Adley. No good. Rebound Lennox. And the Warriors have a fresh 20. He throws it over to Harris. His three is in the air. It's no good. Rebound out of bounds. Off of Wayne State, it'll be Lewis basketball. And that's one guy the Warriors, Chuck, have to get going. Carmelo Harris now 1-for-10 on the year from downtown.
Definitely, definitely. It's a mental thing, but as long as he keeps playing hard and playing defense, the offense will come to him.
All right, here is Solomon into the front court for Lewis. Up top to Vanderheit. Back to Solomon. 20 to shoot for the Flyers. They have it up by two. Renfro inside. Over to Vanderheit. His elbow jumper from the left side is in and out. No good. Rebound. Cayman Lennox. Here come the Warriors the other way. 18:45 to go first half. Lennox got cut off the baseline. He'll kick it back out to Carmelo. Warriors will swing it around here to Ray Williams. 18 to shoot. Golson has it between the circle. He'll fire from the elbow right side. Splash it down. Colin Golson, 2 of the afternoon. Ties the game at 2.
Yeah, Golson's one of the guys I'm excited about this year. Transferring over. I think he'll be able to assert himself down low.
The other way quickly is Solomon. He has all 4 points so far as he muscles it up inside. That's been one bugaboo against Wayne State's defense. They're letting too many shots in the interior be uncontested down there for these first two-plus games. Adley outside the arc with it, 15 to shoot. Adley inside, ball stripped away for a minute. Out to Carmelo, wide open three right side is no good. And the rebound by Solomon. Those are shots that Carmelo's got to knock down. Lewis the other way quickly in transition. Poked out of bounds by Tamario Adley. Good defense getting back by Adley. Stops the clock with 17:54 to go first half.
Yeah, that's something that Wayne is definitely going to have to focus on today, transition defense, because this Lewis team looks like they're really trying to run off of the rebounds.
Lewis will inbound left side into the basket. 24 to shoot. They lead by two. Devin Vanderheit. Up tap to Bo Frericks. Over to Solomon. He fires the three right side, airballs it. And the rebound pulled down by Cayman Lennox. And here come the Warriors. Carmelo into the front court. Lobs it up for Adley, who catches it and slams it down. Little alley-oop right there as Adley ties the game at 4.
Yeah, that's something Carmelo's going to have to do. He's going to have to be able to facilitate.
Destin Logan inside, muscling in Carmelo. He's got about 4 inches of height and a lot of weight on him, and he makes it 6-4 with that 3-foot bunny in the lane. So both times Wayne State scored today, Lewis has come right down and scored on the interior to take the lead right back. Here's Mello the other way, out to Ray. Open three right side is in the air. That's off the heel, no. Backside rebound by Destin Logan. We played 3 minutes, 6-4 Lewis. Lewis, for the most part, a half-court team offensively. They like to run their sets. Here is Renfro with 12 to shoot. Has it, left elbow. Dribbles down to the baseline. Cut off there by Golson. Still has it. Renfro skips it over to Vanderheit. Three-pointer right side is in the air. It's no good. Too strong. Rebound tip to Adley. And here come the Warriors. Adley into the front court. Hand it back to Lennox. Kamen trying to weave his way inside with the dribble. Got too far into the basket. Missed the shot. Ball goes off of Ray Williams' foot out of bounds. It'll be Lewis basketball.
Yeah, I would have liked to see them slow it down a bit, get into their sets. It's early in the game, and we need to try to establish something down low. We're established getting something going to the rim.
remaining first half, 6-4 Flyers just underway here in Midtown Detroit. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Saturday afternoon here in Midtown. About 50 degrees, sunny out there. There is Logan driving in left side. Got too far into the basket. We got a whistle and a foul call coming up on Wayne State. It'll be 2 free throws for Destin Logan. And that foul's going against Kellen Golson, his first team first. And here is Dustin Logan at the line, 8 for 8 so far this year from the charity stripe, shooting 2. Lewis as a team comes into the day shooting 83% from the foul line. And the first free throw. I was trying to jinx him right there, Chuck, but the first free throw is good.
I knew it was coming.
First sub of the game, Wayne State. I thought Kareem Abershev was going to check in, but now he'll go over to the scores table and hopefully check in after the – well, he's going to the locker room now. It's the undershirt he's wearing.
Yeah.
Second free throw is good by Logan. He's got 4, and it's 8-4 Lewis. Ray Williams into the front court for Wayne State. Right side bounce pass to Golson. Golson on the baseline. Pump fake shot up in the air. It's in the hoop. Callan Golson's knocked in 2 15-foot jump shots.
Yeah. Golson is definitely going to have a big game today with the lack of an interior presence.
Here's a 3 quickly the other way by Vanderhey. That's not Lewis-like. Missed it. Rebound by Golson. Golson's one of those players, Chuck, you said, has got to step up and maybe take control.
Yeah.
Harris's pass almost stolen away. Got to Williams. Back to Carmelo. Swings it over to Adley. Open 3. Left side is in the air. No good. Looked good off his hand. Rebound, though, underneath by Fredericks. Somebody grabbed Ray to get him out of the way as well.
Yeah,
no
looked
call.
Like somebody was trying to give him a hug down there.
Here's Vanderhey. Only 1 foul so far. We have 15-15 to go first half. Still waiting for the under 16 media timeout. Ball knocked out of bounds by Carmelo. Almost had the steal right there and a pass down the baseline to Vanderhey. We have that timeout on the court. 15-10 to go first half. Lewis 6, Wayne State, or Lewis 8, excuse me, Wayne State 6. You're listening to Warriors Basketball on WDTK, the Patriot.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have 2 branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
You're listening to Warrior Basketball from the Wayne State Fieldhouse.
Eight-six Lewis as we come back. 15-10 to go in the opening half with Chuck Key. I'm Kevin Breckmacher. Chuck, what are you seeing out there the first 5 minutes?
Well, I'm saying that Wayne State has to work on their transition defense, and they have to get back after they make a shot. Offensively, I would like to see them get in their sets and kind of try to establish Golson down low or get Adley and Lennox getting something going to the basket.
It'll be Lewis ball after the timeout. 4 points for Golson for Wayne State to lead the way. 4 for Gary Sullivan for the Flyers. The members of the GLVC, we keep saying here in Warriorland, they should join the GLIAC. GLIAC's looking for some more teams, and they play all the GLIAC schools right all the time. Might as well join up, especially now that Roosevelt University in Chicago will be joining for next season. Maybe another Chicagoland team in Lewis to go along with Parkside and Purdue Northwest over there. But what do I know, right? I'm just the commentator.
Right.
Off the inbound, Renfro goes into the paint over a Borchette who checked in. Gets the hook shot to go. It's back to a 4-point game. So Kareem Abershev has checked in, averaging 3.5 points, 3 rebounds per game for the Warriors. Sophomore from Farmington Hills, Michigan. He's got it along the baseline right side, working against Renfro. 12 to shoot. Kareem got the ball poked away and stolen from behind by Destin Logan. Here come the Flyers. Rare transition opportunity for them. Frerichs threw it away. Maybe that's why they don't run as much. Not a good pass. Here come the Warriors. Carmelo, he throws a bad pass, somehow gets to Ray, though, on the block right side. He fades away from 8 feet. Count it. The Maestro is on the board to make it 10-8.
Yeah, we definitely have to be able to find Ray in some open mid-range spots. He's the Maestro for a reason.
Renfro. Hand off on the right side to Frerichs. Frerichs into the paint. Out to Vanderhey. 13 to shoot, over to Logan. Good pass down low to Renfro, who got hammered going up. And he will shoot 2, stops the clock with 14:02 to go in the opening half. So that's on Abershed, his first team second. Still no fouls Wilson against Lewis. I always wonder.
Yeah.
They're pretty aggressive defensively, aren't they, Chuck?
Yeah, I saw a couple things that could have been called a foul, but, you know.
One time when they took Ray by the undershirt and dragged him out of the way for a rebound. But
thought they were practicing wrestling moves.
We digress. Renfro misses the first free throw. Came in 6-for-8 from the foul line. First sub of the game for Lewis. Jameer Hill has checked in. 7 points, 2 rebounds off the bench. Hill, a 6'4 freshman from St. Charles, Illinois. And Renfro missed them both, but an offensive rebound by Vanderheide. Nobody boxed them out. To a wide open Solomon for three, and he counts it down from that right wing. He's got 7, and Lewis has their biggest lead of the game at 5, 13-8.
Yeah, it's always something about guys coming back home and playing in this field house.
Jordan Briggs has checked in for Wayne State as well. He's out there over to a Borishead right side for three, and Kareem knocks it down. He knocked in a three on Sunday. He's now 2-for-2 from behind the arc on the year, 13-11, back to a two-point game. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't matter who it is. For Lewis or Michigan Tech, Northern Michigan, you come back to Detroit, and you seem to play well against Wayne State lately. Vanderheide kicks it back out to Hill. Back to Vanderheide along the right baseline, working against Ray, trying to back him up. Ray all over him, 7 to shoot. Up top to Renfro. Back to Frericks, 3 to shoot. Frericks to the elbow. Great defensive possession for Wayne State. Renfro fires a 3, air balls it, and that's a shot clock violation. Good defense in the half court there by the Warriors.
Great defense. Wayne State was able to turn up their defensive intensity there, and it ended up being a shot clock violation.
Another sub coming into the game for Lewis. It'll be Rob Stroud, 4.5 points per game off the bench. Stroud, 6'5", junior from Danville, Illinois. Also, Kem Kersiman has checked into the game. Kem, a 6'7", senior from Bursa, Turkey.
All right.
Let's have a couple international players on the Lewis team every year. Usually it's Australians, but Turkish player this year. There's Briggs, almost stepped out of bounds on the sideline. Up top to Carmelo for three. Still can't get it to go. Adley runs down the rebound, though, for the Warriors. Skip pass to Aburashed. Open three left side. Count it. Kareem is on fire from downtown. And it's 14-13. Warriors with their first lead of the ballgame. 12.5 to go, first half. Here's Hill up top with it for Lewis. 15 to shoot, behind the back dribble, cut off by Harris. Out to Frericks. Frericks driving in, got fouled on the pass by Briggs, I think. Either Briggs or Adley, we'll see what they call it on it. Will be against Jordan Briggs. Here's Rob Lee Jr. checking in for Wayne State. Carmelo Harris will get a breather. Lee averaging a point a game. And Rob, a 6'3 freshman from Flint, Michigan. High school teammate of Carmelo Harris. Beecher right. High School. Here's Hill to the elbow right side. Fires a jump shot. No good. Rebound underneath by Kirsiman. Fresh 20 for the Flyers. Now Frerichs driving in. Cut off by Lee. Gets it off the Hill. Open jump shot 18 feet from that left baseline is good. Lewis now 6-12 from the field. And they lead 15-14. Here's Lee the other way quickly. We finally have a foul call on Lewis. It comes with 11:54 to go in the half.
Yeah.
And Rob Lee will shoot 2 free throws when we come back. 11:54 to go in the opening half. Lewis 15, Wayne State 14. Good one shaping up here at the Fieldhouse this afternoon. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
Are you ready? Ready to find the right care that works for you? Care that connects you to what you need anytime, anywhere, and fits best with your lifestyle. Whether it's in person or in your pajamas, online or over the phone, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan connects you to the care you need when you need it most. With the largest network of doctors and hospitals, an easy-to-use mobile app, and a 24-hour nurse line. Because we're always ready to help. Learn more about Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan at bcbsm.com.
Follow the bouncing ball with the Warriors on the Patriot.
About 8 minutes in here at the Fieldhouse. 15-14 Lewis. And for the Warriors, Kareem Aburashechuk has provided a nice offensive lift off the bench. He's knocked in 2 threes. He's now 3-for-3 from downtown this year. We talked a little bit in the open. You have to get somebody, one or two guys going from downtown to compete in these games, and that's a good start for Kareem.
Definitely. We got him going from downtown, and he's been able to fill in for Coffee because we were wondering where those points were from Coffee were going to come from. So we got to answer for the three-point shooting, and we got to answer for the big man coming in. But this is the good thing about having games like this early in the season is people can establish themselves. And when certain guys are out, then other guys have to fill in that role. So it's, this is a great experience for him.
So here's Rob Lee to the free throw line, shooting two first free throw attempts of the season for the freshman from Flint. And he knocks it in to tie the game. Anthony Sales checking in for Lewis. Sales, 6'3", junior from Evanston, Illinois, home of Northwestern University, just north of downtown Chicago.
I actually visited there before. It's a beautiful campus.
Well, you're definitely smart enough to go to Northwestern, Chuck, that's for sure. I'm not, but you definitely you definitely had the brains that I did not have. Would have been a good fit there, but I'm glad you were a Warrior.
Now go Warriors.
16-15, Warriors by a point after the two made free throws by Rob Lee. Here's Stroud over to Hill. Left side bounce pass down to Kersemine. In the paint, ball stripped away by Briggs out of bounds. It'll stay with the Flyers, 9 to shoot. Starting to see a little bit better interior defense from Wayne State.
A little bit better interior defense. They're playing with a little bit more physicality down in the post, which is always needed. So as long as they can do that without fouling.
Here's Stroud on the inbounds, trying to go inside. Cut off there, 5 to shoot. Back to Sales. He'll fire a deep 3. No good. Rebound by Kareem, and the Warriors have it up a point. And Lee over the timeline with it. Now back to Briggs, and he'll run the offense. Jordan Briggs had a big offensive game on Sunday, averaging 7 points a game off the Wayne State bench. He dribbles right side, going to the basket, puts it up and in. That's that explosiveness for Jordan Briggs.
Yeah.
18-15 Wayne State. Here's Solomon the other way. Man, he continues to knock in everything he throws up there. That time from the left elbow, he's got 9 points.
Yeah, Wayne has to do a better job getting back on defense after they score. I think almost every time Solomon has scored, it's been off a Wayne State score. So we got to focus on getting back in transition.
15 to shoot. Here's Briggs trying to go to the basket again. Cut off. Now he'll explode to the baseline. Bounce pass to a wide open Ray. And the maestro hammers it down with two hands. Good teamwork there. Good ball movement by the Warriors. They lead by 3. 10 and 23 to go first half. Here's Hill. Dribbling into the paint, kicks it out to an open Solomon. Thought he was going to launch there, Chuck. Now he'll back in Adley. He'll go into the paint. Adley says, get that out of here. Here come the Warriors with numbers. Briggs into the front court to Adley. Adley puts it up and in. Great sequence right there. Tamario has 4. Wayne State has a 5-point lead. Halfway through this first half. Kersemine picks up his dribble, back to Sales, back to Kersemine, pump fakes the 3, driving on Kareem, lost it, stolen away by Ray, here come the Warriors. Williams into the front court, Williams going to the basket, wild shot there, no, but he got fouled, and the Maestro's going to shoot too. See if Scott Trost wants to take a timeout. Warriors starting to flex their muscle here a little bit, the last few minutes. Ray with 4 points. He's 4 for 4 in the year from the foul line. We saw on the replay screen there, he just muscled his way down and drew the contact to get himself 2 free throws.
I was thinking he was going to pull it out so they could run something, but it was Ray Williams' time.
Almost 1-on-3 or 4 right there, but he gets 2 free throws and knocks in the first. Golson back in for Wayne State along with Lennox as Adley and Aborshed will check out. Renfro back in for Lewis. Andy Dalton and I were talking about this game one, Chuck. We'll get your thoughts. He's wearing your number from back in the day, 23. You were a pretty good dunker yourself. But we have a feeling Ray this year could establish himself maybe as one of the best dunkers in Wayne State history.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he has to go against the likes of Ian Larkin, but Hollinsworth.
Those were two pretty good dunkers as well. Marcus could get up there as well back in the day. I still say that dunk by George Spencer at Tiffin, your guys' senior year, was the best one I'd seen.
Yeah, and it came out of nowhere.
It came absolutely out of nowhere. Here's Sales. Didn't think George had that in him.
Yeah.
Hand off to Renfro, 10 to shoot. Renfro might have walked. Kicks it out to Sales. Ball poked out of bounds. No, they're going to say Lennox didn't touch it. And it will be Wayne State ball. 9:12 to go. Wayne State with the ball up by 6. Ray had a dunk at Oakland during the exhibition game. We didn't have that game for you here on WDTK, but we were there watching, and Man, it was Spencer-esque, I'll tell you that. He's going to have a lot of opportunities this year, I think, to throw it down.
Definitely, definitely. As long as he's running in transition, playing hard in the half court, he'll get his opportunities.
Under nine now to go in the half. Lennox with 13 to shoot, gets cut off of the circle. Over to Briggs, left side, 9 to shoot. Briggs to the free throw line, takes a jump shot, got blocked. And we got a foul coming up, I think away from the ball on Lewis. See what they call here. And it will be on Lewis. It's going against Rob Stroud. And that's his first, third team foul on the Flyers. Inbound to Golson, hand off to Lennox. Wayne State up 23-17. They've trailed by as many as five. And this is their biggest lead of the ball game currently. Lewis with a little 2-3 zone look off that inbound. 5 seconds to shoot, over to Briggs. Open three, left side, no good. Golson fighting for the rebound, can't grab it. And here comes Jameer Hill the other way. It's kind of when Lewis started flexing their muscle last year over in Romeoville. Good ball movement the other way, up and in by Renfro at the basket, right side. Give him four, it's 23-19. But Lewis went to a 2-3 zone with about 9 minutes to go in the first half last year as well, and Wayne State had trouble against it. They go back to a man-to-man here on this possession. Here's Lennox driving in left side. He got hip-checked by a Flyer. And Lewis didn't have a foul called on the first 8 minutes of the game, and they've had about three called the last minute or so. We'll take a timeout. 7:59 to go, first half. Warriors lead at 23-19. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot, and Flow Sports.
This is a great day for Henry Ford Sports Medicine. As the official team physicians for the Detroit Pistons and care provider for the Detroit Lions, today we welcome another athlete whom we proudly care for, Lisa.
How is your injury?
It turned out to be just a twisted knee.
When can you return to Zumba?
Maybe next week.
Lisa, one more question.
Henry Ford Sports Medicine, official team physicians for athletes like Lisa and you. Learn more at henryford.com/sports.
Back to Midtown Detroit and the Wayne State Fieldhouse for more Warrior basketball.
Back here to the Wayne State Fieldhouse in Midtown Detroit, 23-19 Warriors. Always good to be back with my man Chuck Key.
Oh, yeah.
Pleasure to call his games during his Wayne State career. And transition nicely over here to the broadcast booth, Chuck.
You make it easy for me.
I don't know about that. But 4-point Wayne State lead. And what have the Warriors done much better these last 5 or 6 minutes to kind of take control of this game?
The defensive intensity has been on 10 these last couple minutes. They haven't been able to get as much going in transition, and they haven't been able to get as much going on the interior. So I think they're doing a great job just getting back in transition, playing with toughness, and we'll see how it translates the rest of this half.
Yeah, Coach Smothers didn't really stress it that much during the locker report you heard earlier during the broadcast, but he told me off the air that we need to really pick up our defense if we're going to win today. And to your point, Chuck, as Wayne State turns it over off the inbound, then Briggs reaches in to break up a run out for Lewis. Not a bad foul there by Jordan Briggs, although that's number two.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to take a seat over there next to Coach Smothers, and Tamario Adley checks back in. But, yeah, he's stressed big time. We got to play better defense.
Yeah.
Hutch Ward checking into the game for Wayne State as well, 6'7 freshman from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Saw some action in the game Sunday. Has not scored yet this season. Colin Kinney has checked in for Lewis as well, his first appearance of this campaign. And he almost threw it out of bounds. Going to be off of Hutch Ward's foot, I believe. Stops the shot clock with 10 to shoot for Lewis. The inbound right in front of the Wayne State bench. Solomon gets it into Renfro. Back to Callan Kenny. Kenny into the paint. Four to shoot. Kicks it out to Solomon. Open three right side. Finally missed one. That wasn't even close. Rebound came in Lennox. Lennox trying to go all the way in transition. Got the ball poked away from behind. Stolen. Here's Solomon the other way. Going up for the layup. Missed it. Rebound by Golston. Good defense by Hutch Ward. Getting back to force the miss. Adley got fouled going to the basket there. Reaching in was Destin Logan. Give him the personal foul, be the 15th foul against the Flyers. Second foul on Logan.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Warriors get something going to the basket here, something going down to Ward or Golson.
Ward gets it in up top two to Mario Adley. Adley dribbles right side, bounce pass to Golson. Golson along the baseline, trying to back in Renfro, and threw it away. Here come the Lewis Flyers. That's going to be the fourth turnover of the game for Wayne State. And then we got a traveling call coming up on Solomon. Tried to do a crossover move with his dribble and didn't put the ball on the ground. And that's the fifth turnover on the Flyers. So both teams kind of sloppy here lately, Chuck, ever since that last media timeout.
Yeah, at this point, we got to establish something easy. We kind of got to be precise with our moves and just get to the basket and try to get fouled or make the layup.
Carmelo Harris back out there for Wayne State. He has it up top over to Kamen. 15 to shoot Lennox to Hutch Ward. Now to Adley. Adley. 5 to shoot. He lost the ball. It's on the deck. There's a scramble for the loose ball. We're going to have a jump ball coming up. Possession arrow favors Wayne State, but only 2 seconds on the shot clock. So the sloppy play continues here as Adley kind of got hit in the head. We'll see if he can stay out there. What was the issue with Matt Coffey today? He got hit in the head late in the game at Malone on Saturday. He's still feeling the effects of that. Looks like Adley's okay, shaking out the cobwebs. .6 seconds on the shot clock here for the Warriors. Adley will inbound right side into the basket. Gets it into Lennox. 1 to shoot. Fires a jump shot for the baseline. 15 feet away and knocks it in. Lennox! At the buzzer, Chuck.
Yeah. That's what they got to do. Try to establish something in the post or establish getting something going towards the rim.
6-point lead for the Warriors. Vanderhyde the other way. Sticks one from 20 feet straight on. And that's his first basket of the afternoon. 25-21 Warriors. 6 minutes to go in the opening half. Harris. Top of the key, thought about the three. Now bounces it to Adley in the paint. Adley puts it up and in. He got great position again down there. And Adley now has 6. Averaging 11.5 points per game so far. Lead back up to 6 for the Warriors. Logan thought about the three. Over to Kenny. Colin Kenny. Renfro. Now Logan open three left side. Good ball movement, but he airballed it out of bounds. Now they're going to say Lewis saved it. Now Kenny has it up top for three. No good. And the rebound by Adley. Lewis now 1 of 8 from downtown. Harris in transition the other way for three. He thought it was good. Missed it long. Rebound, though. Golson now came in. Lennox fires a three. No good. Tipped up and in by Carmelo on the backside. Great job by the 5'11" Carmelo Harris sneaking in on the backside and tipping it up and in. And Scott Trost has seen enough. He calls timeout. We'll keep it right here with 5:07 to go. Warriors had their biggest lead, but how about that hustle by Carmelo going backside to tip it back up?
He hasn't been shooting as well, so he has to find a way to score in other ways, just getting offensive rebounds or running hard in transition. Since he's a point guard, he's definitely going to have to be able to still facilitate and have positive time on the court.
Well, it's pizza toss time here at the field house. I still say it would be a lot better if they actually threw pizzas in the crowd, but they just give the coupons. Yeah. How about Wayne State? Off to a really kind of sluggish start. You talked about defense. Defense was not really good the first 5 minutes or so, but, man, Wayne State has really kind of taken control of this game the last 6 or 7 minutes of game time.
Yeah, and it's been the defensive side. They've been able to stop them in transition. And oddly enough, the times that Lewis has been scoring has been off of Wayne State makes, which is typically the other way around. But they just need to concentrate on getting back on defense and setting up their defense and not celebrating after they score.
See if Lewis can respond after the timeout. Here is Vanderhyde down low. Put up a wild shot over Ray. No good. Rebound by Adley. Here come the Warriors. Adley over to Carmelo. Harris now to Hutch Ward. And Hutch and Carmelo were not on the same wavelength right there. Hutch shoot out of bounds. Carmelo was zigging when Hutch thought he was going to zag. And that's the 5th Wayne State turnover of the afternoon. See Coach Miller's over there telling his team, just calm down, we're good. Up by eight. There's Kellen Kenny cut off the baseline over to Vanderheit, working on Hutch Ward, trying to back him in, left block. Good spin move, goes reverse layup, up and in. Man, Devin Vanderheit, good move there on Hutch Ward. Came in averaging 14.5 points per game. You see why right there. It's 29-23, Warriors by six. Golson over to Carmelo Harris. He'll fire a deep three right side. There we go. Carmelo rings it up from downtown. And it's now 32-23, Warriors by nine.
Yeah, that was a good shot there. It was in the flow of the offense. He took his time, set his feet, and knocked down the three.
See if that 1-3 gets Carmelo going a little bit. Lob pass inside. Vanderheit makes a nice catch. Gets Ray flying by him. Missed the bunny at the basket. Rebound by Adley. Adley, quick sprint dribble up the court. Goes the Euro step. Got blocked by Vanderheit. Here come the Flyers. Kinney, long pass caught by Sullivan. Back to Renfro. Skip pass to Frericks. Pump fakes. Golson going up. Got hammered by Ray. Hopefully he's okay. That was some big body contact right there. And Bo Frericks will shoot too. After the media timeout. I think we're taking one here with 3:19 to go. And we will. Timeout on the court. 3:19 to play first half. Warriors up 9, 32-23 the score. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball on WDTK, The Patriot.
I am so honored to lead this outstanding institution that's been so transformative for the people and communities we serve. Wayne State is truly a university of opportunity.
Dr. Kimberly Andrews Espy, president of Wayne State University.
Wayne State is a place where dreams are realized, taking students to a different place than where they started. Where knowledge, determination, and inspiration lead to new discoveries, which together better our lives and advance our state. Come join the nearly 24,000 students who are tomorrow's leaders and proud to be Warrior Strong.
You're listening to Warrior Basketball from the Wayne State Fieldhouse.
Start for Wayne State in the first half. They lead 32-23, 3:19 to go in the opening half. Make sure you stay tuned to halftime. We'll have our halftime show coming up. Chuck and I will analyze the first half and give you the updated statistics, and we'll have my halftime interview. We'll tell you who that's going to be at halftime. But it's all coming up in 3 minutes and 19 seconds. They're actually reviewing something down there right now, Chuck.
Not used to this.
Maybe for a flagrant foul possibly on Ray. Said the previous foul is under review. Ray hit Frerichs hard going to the basket. I don't think there was anything malicious about it.
Right, and Ray's a bigger guy, so it looked like he had hit a brick wall. So
32-23. You know how much I love replay, right, Chuck?
You've
been with me a couple years now. You know?
Great. I love replay.
Trying to get the replay to work. And again, you're taking away from the flow of the game. Just watching it live, there was nothing malicious about the foul. I would have said that whether it was against Wayne State or not. But right. Ray was just coming over for some hard contact right there. I think that's what they're reviewing. That's the only thing I think they could be reviewing at the moment. But talk about, again, we continue to talk about defense so far. And again, we still have 3:19 to go in the half, but so far Wayne State has held Lewis to 23 points in his first half, so I think Brian Smothers has to be very happy with the way his defense has played in the opening half.
Definitely. I would say that the transition defense could be a little bit better, especially on our makes, but I think it's partially celebrating and not getting all the way back on defense and not watching the ball, because almost every time that Lewis has scored in the transition, it's been off of a Wayne State make, which is typically the other way around. When we miss, then they run the transition. But Lewis has been doing a pretty good job of getting the ball out fast when Wayne State has been making shots and getting in transition. So we'll see if they can tighten that up more at the end of this half and leading into the second half.
Well, they did upgrade the foul to a flagrant one, so we were wrong, I guess. And Brian Smothers, the head coach of Wayne State, Matt Bollinger, the grad assistant, look on his face right now. He's saying, what's going on here? Oh, my goodness.
Thank God for replay,
Yeah, hey, got to get it right, Chuck?
Yeah, never would have saw it.
The free throw by Frericks is good. So two free throws for Lewis plus the ball. And the second free throw also good. So it's now 32-25 plus Lewis has possession. Brian Smother still getting the explanation over to him. All right, here we go. Vanderheide on the inbounds, has it up top. He'll fire a three. It's short. And a Borchette fighting for the rebound. Comes out to Solomon underneath, and Adley fouled him hard. And now Solomon will shoot two. And Adley has been hit in the head and the eye multiple times in his first half. He's be looking forward to getting to the locker room and getting some ice on that face. First foul on Adley, sixth foul on Wayne State. Some more free throws coming up here. Here's Solomon. 9 points to lead the way so far for the Flyers. 4 for 5 this year from the free throw line. Weird side spin on that free throw, but it's good.
It's odd.
Chance to make it a 4-point possession here for the Flyers. If the second free throw goes down. And it does. 11 points for Solomon. 32-27, Warriors by 5. Here's Adley. Over to Carmelo. Bounce pass down to Golson. Golson. Put it up and in the paint. Flop right there by Vanderheide trying to draw the foul. Thought they were going to clean that up and not let teams do that this year, but no call there from the official.
Yeah, I think we need to see more of that from Golson in this, the end of this half and start of second half to get him established down low. Nobody on Lewis can stop him.
Frerichs fires the three, left side, no good. Rebound by Golson. Wayne State with the ball up 34-27, 2:32 and counting remaining here in the first half. Adley looking over to Coach Smothers to get the play. Adley near half court, over to a Borchette, back to Adley. Adley into the paint, kicks it out to Ray, open three, left side is no good. Rebound by Renfro. Up ahead to Hill. Hill driving down the paint, puts it up and in right over Golson. So Jameer Hill has 4, and it's a 5-point game, 34-29 Warriors. With 2 minutes to go in the half. Wayne State still has their use it or lose it timeout. Lewis has already called one timeout here in the first half. Adley trying to back in out to Carmelo. Pump fakes a three. Mello inside the arc. Fires a 15-footer from the wing. No good. Rebound by Frerichs. Warriors have gone cold as of late. Still shooting over 50% for the game, though. Frerichs bounce pass to Renfro. Renfro driving on Golson. Cut off, and he traveled. Good job by Golson right there, hanging with Renfro, kind of pulling the chair out from underneath him to force the walk.
Yeah, that was good defense. He kind of anticipated the move.
Warriors trying to build on their 5-point lead here with 1:22 to go in the opening half. Carmelo. Up top to Adley. Now to Kareem. Fires a three straight away. No good. Finally missed one. His first miss of the season from behind the arc. Rebound, though. Lost out of bounds by Solomon. It'll stay with Wayne State. Fresh 20. And now Brian Smothers wants to call that use it or lose it timeout. Hey, while we have a moment, shout out to Ransom Allen from the men's cross country team here at Wayne State. He ran the NCAA cross country meet this afternoon over in Missouri and finished 13th in the country, so he was an All-American for the second straight year. So shout out to Ransom Allen for a great effort representing Wayne State well at the NCAA cross country meet, finishing 13th in the nation, which gets you an All-American spot. Hopefully we'll talk to him at some point this year. Pleasure to talk to him last year during a halftime show. And he's one of those smart Wayne State kids, just like you, Chuck.
That was something I always loved about Wayne State, just seeing the other student athletes and seeing them excel and them coming to watch our games and watching us excel. It's great for the community. It's great for, you know, Wayne State as a culture and as a family. So I used to love seeing things like that.
Off the timeout, Warriors inbounding. Almost threw it away. Ray gets it near half court. Lewis goes back to that 2-3 zone. Minute to go in the half. Carmelo, open three, right side, is in and out, no. Or Borchette grabs the rebound. He kicks it back out to Ray. 15 to shoot. Not a Carmelo near half court. Here's Carmelo with 8 to shoot. Up top, over to Adley, right side. Back to Carmelo. Touch pass to Golson. To Aburashad, who dunks it in along the baseline. Great ball movement by Wayne State. Aburashad has 8.
Great ball movement. Great ball movement. And I saw guys communicating in the 2-3 zone, which is great.
36-29, Warriors by 7. About a 6-second differential, shot clock, game clock here. Solomon open 3, though. Left side, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped. And grabbed by Wayne State, then Lewis fouls. That's only their 16th foul, though, so no free throws here for the Warriors. 17.2 seconds left. Wayne State can hold for the final shot, up by 7. So if you're Wayne State right here, Chuck, you want no worse than to be up by 7 going to halftime after this possession. Take it down and see if you can hit one at the buzzer to extend your lead. Here's Carmelo, slowly over the timeline, 10 seconds to go. Melo near half court, 6 seconds. Melo will fire the 3 from straight away, bingo! Carmelo hits his second 3 of the half, and Wayne State will take a 10-point lead into the locker room. And as we said, Chuck, maybe that'll get Carmelo going a little bit, knocking that 3 in right at the end of the half.
Definitely. Definitely needs to keep him going. And keep him in it for his teammates. So I think they did a great job of trying to get him the ball towards the end of this game, and he was able to, end of this half, and he was able to facilitate and get guys together in the zone.
Man, great final 12 minutes or so from Wayne State to end the half. They take a 10-point lead to the locker room. We'll step aside, take a break, and when we come back, we'll have our halftime show. It's the Warriors 39, it's the Flyers 29. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball on the Patriot.
Hey, Warrior fans, the 2023-24 basketball season is officially here as Wayne State basketball season tickets are on sale right now starting at $75. The WSU men are slated to play 14 regular season games inside the fieldhouse, while the women are scheduled for 13 of them. Faculty and staff receive a 50% discount off a regular season ticket by contacting the box office for purchasing information. The box office is located inside the Wayne State fieldhouse or can be reached via phone at 313-577-4074. Again, the box office is located inside the Wayne State Fieldhouse or can be reached via phone at 313-577-4074. Go Warriors!
It's halftime for your Wayne State Warriors.
Here to the fieldhouse, we're at halftime, 39-29. Wayne State by 10, along with Chuck Key. I'm Kevin Breckmacher, the best in the business. Brian Bileski back in our Detroit studios. Let's take a look at the statistics. Lewis shoots 39.3% from the field, 11-28, 1-12 from downtown.
Wow.
And 6-8 from the free throw line. Wayne State 6-32 from the field. That's right at 50%, 4-16 from behind the arc. And 3-4 from the free throw line. Wayne State out-rebounding Lewis 20-14. In the opening half for the Warriors, they were led by Carmelo Harris and Kareem Aburashad with 8 points apiece. Colin Golson was 6. Tamario Adley was 6. And 2 points apiece for Lee Briggs and Lennox. And the maestro, Ray Williams, has 5. And for Lewis, the only player in double figures with 11 is Gary Solomon. But one jumps out at you, Chuck, when you take a look at the stats, that makes the biggest difference in this first half and why Wayne State's up by 10.
Well, we're shooting 50% from the field, which is great. And it seems like we're doing a great job sharing the ball. We have a couple guys with 8 points, a couple guys 6 points, 5 points. So that's great for the flow of the offense. Everybody seems to be touching the ball. Everybody's happy on offense, and it's translating to defense because at the end of that first half, guys did a great job having each other's back on defense. They did a great job rebounding. And I would say they did a pretty decent job with the transition defense towards the end, but that's something that they will definitely have to improve on in the second half.
Wayne State ended the half on a 5-0 run. They held Lewis scoreless the last 2 minutes and 6 seconds, and that defense, like you said, Chuck, really picked it up after the first 5 minutes or so and held Lewis to 29 points. And 4 of those run that sequence when Ray got called for that flagrant foul. So you take that out of the mix. You hold Lewis to under 40% shooting, 1-12 from downtown. That's a recipe of success heading forward to the second half. So hopefully the Warriors can keep that going. We're going to step aside and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have my halftime interview with Rebecca Kills Holbert. Tell you all about that when we come back. It's coming up next. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
The Halftime Show continues next.
Hey, Warrior fans. The Wayne State University men's basketball team will next be at home this Tuesday, November 21st, against Lake Erie College, with the opening tip scheduled for 7 o'clock p.m. The Warriors will be facing the Storm for the first time ever inside the Fieldhouse. We'll see you there. Go Warriors!
And we welcome you back to Wayne State Basketball. We're at halftime. We are pleased to be joined by Dr. Rebecca Klisch-Holbert, who is an associate professor in the School of Medicine here at Wayne State, also the president of the Wayne State University Medical Alumni Board of Governors. Doctor, first of all, I know you're busy. Thanks for joining us. How's the semester been going so far?
So far, so good. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Let me just ask you about your background here at Wayne State before we get into some of the questions we're going to talk about. What exactly do you do here at Wayne State?
So I do a number of different things. I work at the School of Medicine, and I am the fellowship program director for child and adolescent psychiatry. So I work with medical residents, fellows, medical students, PA students, psychology interns, social work interns, and do a lot of teaching, as well as clinical care in an outpatient clinic, some school-based clinics, and a little bit of supervisory work at the state psychiatric hospital.
Now, you have both your undergrad and medical degrees from Wayne State and completed your postgraduate training here. So you've been around Wayne State a long time. How would you describe your personal experience here at Wayne State?
Yeah, I have. So, I mean, I credit Wayne State with a lot of what I've been able to do with my career. It was coming here as like a first generation college grad, working full time during undergrad, and I took a biological psychology class that really kind of captured my interest. And that's what drove me to go ahead and pursue medical school. And then the experiences that I had at Wayne State Medical School, working with a diverse patient population, working with the underserved, really kind of helped me hone in on who I wanted to serve as a physician.
Yeah, let me kind of go off that, kind of go off script here for a minute. But part of the reason we do these interviews is to promote the school and to try to get people listening to try to come to Wayne State and get their education at Wayne State. How would you sell Wayne State to a prospective student maybe in the medical field? Why is it a good idea to come to Wayne State?
I think in the medical field especially, we deal with everything. And we really are the boots on the ground physicians that are taking care of the patients who truly are the most in need, not just with regards to their medical needs, but mental health, psychosocial stressors, all of the things that kind of go into making you a healthy human. And I think you get such a well-rounded experience in that at Wayne that it really is difficult to find that elsewhere.
Absolutely. You're also the chair. We mentioned this when we presented. You're the chair of the Wayne State University Medical Alumni Board of Governors. How does that board serve the students and alumni of the Wayne State School of Medicine?
So we do a lot with the alumni as well as the medical students. We are one of, if not the most engaged and largest medical alumni associations in the country. We engage with our alumni and students in a number of different ways. We do some things like a medical reunion every year that we host that goes for a whole weekend. We have alumni come back and do what we call alumni voices, where they present on topics and things that they've accomplished in their career for continuing education credits for our alums. We host a lot of different things to kind of engage our medical students and get them interested in different aspects of medicine. So different specialty lunches, webinars, opportunities to shadow with our alums and kind of experience different areas of medicine. Even for those who might be traveling for rotations outside, we have alums really across the country and across the globe. So they'll open up their houses and have our medical students come stay with them for a month when they're doing a visiting rotation or things like that. We also do a lot of financial support for the medical students. So the Board of Governors of the Alumni Association really is responsible for raising and allocating funds that go towards the Medical Alumni Annual Fund. And we use that money to support over 100 different student organizations that our medical students are actively involved in. We fund special events like a ceremony when they get their white coat and kind of get to embrace that and share in the joy with their family of kind of becoming a physician, graduation, match day when they find out where they're going to go for residency. We fund things that help with medical student health and wellness, preparing for exams, academic success, and being able to travel and present at different conferences and really spread the Wayne State name out in the community.
Sounds great. And this next question I have for you is a very interesting one. I'm interested to hear your response to it. But your specialty is in child and adolescent psychiatry, but for a variety of reasons, the mental well-being of our young people has been in the spotlight in recent years for a number of different reasons. But what do you see as some of our biggest challenges going forward?
Well, I think, you know, it's tough because child and adolescent mental health really has been on the decline for much of the past decade. Even before the pandemic happened, we were facing increasing rates of anxiety and depression in the kids that we see. And there's a number of different reasons for that. Kids today are very overscheduled. They have a lot going on. You can't just do an activity, you know, one day a week. It's got to be a 5 day a week commitment. Mm-hmm. They're increasingly isolated. Many of them have no choice but to rely on social media for that kind of social component, and that takes the place of in-person interactions in some cases. We've also got just the political climate, increasing exposure to war, unrest, things like that. If you look at the data, suicide now is the second leading cause of death in individuals from ages 10 to 34. So looking at children, adolescents, and young adults. And particularly those who are the most vulnerable, so minority populations, LGBTQ plus individuals, those who come from low-income backgrounds, rural communities, they tend to be disproportionately affected by all of these things as well. And one of the big problems is only 20% of those kids are receiving mental health treatment. So we have increasing numbers of kids that really are in need, and not a lot of them are being able to get the help that they need or deserve. I think social media does have some benefit in reducing stigma and helping people talk about these things more. As far as kind of my advice for parents, as a parent of two teenagers myself, first of all, just hang in there. take care of yourself. If you're not doing what you need for your own mental health, then you can't really be there fully for your child. But don't wait to seek help. If you have concerns about your child, if they're acting different, if they seem sad, if they're talking about harming themselves, call 988, the National Crisis Hotline. Get help. There's so many ways that you can do that.
Well, Doctor, thanks for joining us this afternoon for this very important discussion. You're doing a lot of great work out there. Best of luck the rest of the semester, and go Warriors, all right?
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. That was Dr. Rebecca Klisch-Holbert, Associate Professor of the School of Medicine here at Wayne State, as well as the President of the Wayne State University Medical Alumni Board of Governors, joining us here at halftime. Stay tuned. Second half coming up after this. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
The Wayne State Athletic Department is proud of our student-athlete success. This past fall semester, the student-athletes at Wayne State University continued to excel in the classroom as the department had 52 student-athletes with a perfect 4.0 term GPA, and 74% of student-athletes earned above the 3.0. Wayne State student-athletes have a cumulative GPA of 3.39. Additionally, over the last 15 years, Wayne State student-athletes have completed nearly 130,000 community service hours. Go Warriors!
Hey, Warrior fans. The Wayne State University men's basketball team will next be at home this Tuesday, November 21st, against Lake Erie College, with the opening tip scheduled for 7 o'clock p.m. The Warriors will be facing the storm for the first time ever inside the Fieldhouse. We'll see you there. Go Warriors!
For every free throw that the Warriors make this season, Michigan dairy farmers will donate 1 gallon of milk to the W Food Pantry. Back to the Wayne State Fieldhouse for the second half of today's basketball game.
And we are back to the Wayne
Wayne State Fieldhouse. Getting ready to start the second half along with future Hall of Famer Chuck Key and Brian Bolesky, the best in the business, back in the studio. I'm Kevin Breckmacher. You laugh every time I say that, but the campaign has started for Chuck Key to be a Wayne State Hall of Famer. Well-deserved, by the way, whenever that honor happens. I assume it will at some point.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to play in front of my friends and family, represent the city I grew up in. And it was an honor.
An honor calling your games as well. But now Chuck, back to business here with this game. Now, we've seen this story before, and not to keep hammering the point, but Wayne State has played pretty good first half. This is the best first half they played by far all year. Right. But last Friday against Hillsdale here at the Fieldhouse, they played a really good first half, led by three. Last Sunday at Malone, they played a really good first half, trailed by one. How do they carry over what they did in the first half, the second half, and close out this win?
Everything starts with defense, and obviously they're going to be playing defense on the other end now, so they're not going to have the coaches yelling things out to them and getting them matched up. So they're going to have to hold each other accountable on defense, and then on offense they're going to have to establish something in the post, something going to the rim. I would say get Colin and Kareem going towards the rim. And have the guards play make for them, make their open shots, keep their defensive intensity up, especially in transition. Because the thing that's been killing Wayne State is when they've been scoring, they've been slow getting back, and Lewis is already down shooting a layup or shooting a jump shot. So keeping their defensive intensity up in transition, getting something easy going to the rim, and I think they'll come out victorious.
You know, one thing we didn't mention when we were going over the statistics there at the first part of the halftime show, Wayne State had 32 field goal attempts in the first half. Half of them, 16, were threes.
Oh, wow.
Now, one thing that Brian Smothers stressed to me in his office when we were taping the interview before the game today was, hey, we just need to do a better job of getting off three-point field goal attempts. Well, he's got to be happy with that. We've only made four of the 16. He wants that percentage to go up, obviously.
Yeah.
But half of your shots are from three, so Wayne State's doing a better job of getting long balls up today. But as you know, you've got to make more than just 25%.
Right, definitely. You got to shoot better than 25%. And that's going to come with playing and playing in rhythm, getting your work in the gym between practice, before or after practice. And, you know, it's a commitment to bettering yourself and developing that skill. So it's not something that's going to happen all at once. So they got to take their time, be patient, and just work on it.
All right, Warriors will send the starting five back on the court. Colin Golson, Carmelo Harris, Kamen Lennox, Ray Williams Jr., and Tamario Adley. Louis Labo Frericks, Dustin Logan, Gary Solomon, Devin Vanderheit, and Ryan Renfro. They're going left to right on your radio dial here in the second half. We're underway in half number two. See if the Warriors can close out their first victory of the season. Here's Renfro on the baseline right side. Trying to back in Golson, puts it up. No good. Rebound by Ray Williams. Good position by Renfro that time. Just couldn't cash it in. Here is Adley. Starting the offense for Wayne State. 6 points for Adley in that first half. 15 to shoot. He's got it. Elbow time. Lobs it up to Golson on the backside. Makes the catch on the right block. Golson backing up. Puts it up and in with the left hand.
Yeah, I love that opening play, getting Colin Golson going towards the rim early, establishing him early in the half, and they need to keep that in the playbook.
Warriors have their biggest lead of the game at 12, 41-29. Solomon, open shot left side. High arcing shot. It barely even went through the net going down. It was such a pure shot. Man, oh, man. Net barely even moved. 41-31. Solomon with 13 to lead all scores. Here's Adley up top. 15 to shoot into the paint. Cut off there over to Ray. Ray at the free throw line. Jump shot's in the air. It's short. And the rebound by Vanderhut. Up ahead to Solomon. Looking to take over here in the second half. Puts it up and in. Finger roll at the basket. Gary Solomon, 15 points.
Yeah, it's something about guys coming back home and playing in front of their family and whatnot.
It's that pure Michigan air, right?
All right, yeah, I guess so.
Here's Carmelo into the paint, up and in. And one, he got fouled going up. Put it up in the off left hand as well. 10 for Carmelo, it's 43-33.
Yeah, I love Carmelo getting something going easy towards the basket. Although he's been struggling shooting a little bit this year. Definitely open him up, especially seeing that three ball go in at the end of the first half. So he's playing with a little bit more confidence, and I'm glad to see it.
Carmelo's first free throw attempt of the season coming up here. 10 points for Carmelo. That's a season high already. And the free throw is good. 44-33 lead pushed back up to 11. 18-23 to go in the game. Frerichs off a screen, dribbling left side, going to the basket over Lennox, no good. Rebound is tipped to Lennox. And Kamen's got the dribble into the front court. Lennox crossing over, puts it up and in, and got fouled. Kamen going to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Great step through that time by Kamen Lennox.
That was a great move. He was able to weave his way through traffic in transition. At first I was thinking, wait, pull it out, but he was able to get to the basket and get fouled. Make the layup.
See the replay right there. Man, oh, man, he weaved his way through everybody. Good job avoiding the straight-on contact to get the block and not the charge call as well. And the free throw by Lennox is good. And the Warriors have a 14-point lead just like that, 47-33. They've outscored Lewis 8-4 so far here in the second half. Here's Frerichs. Over to Renfro. Renfro back to Frerichs into the paint. Got the ball stripped away by Adley. Here come the Warriors. 3-on-2. Adley to Harris. Open three. Transition. Came up short from that left side. And the rebound by Renfro.
That was a quick three. I would have liked for them to get some offense going. But I think Melo was feeling it a little bit.
Logan trying to drive baseline. Right side got it poked away by Williams. He's been very active defensively today. Here come the Wayne State Warriors the other way. Golson, hand off to Lennox. Lennox back to Golson, pump fakes the three, and he's going to be called for the travel. I don't know about that one.
Not sure. Not sure about that one. Okay.
Sometimes, you know, referees, just like all of us, are human, of course, and sometimes you anticipate something happening before it actually does. I think that might have been the case that time.
Yeah.
Either way, it is Lewis basketball, 17-10 to go. And here is Renfro. Over to Frerichs, going to fire a three, count it. No, well, make it a 11-point game, excuse me. 47-36. Only the second made three of the afternoon for Lewis. Here's Williams. Fading away, tough shot, got fouled. That's the crafty maestro right there, Chuck Key.
That was very crafty there.
So here's Ray to the free throw line, 1-for-2 today with 5 points. Maestro now 5-of-6 on the year from the charity stripe. Taking his time as always. First free throw is good. Warriors now 6-of-7 as a team from the free throw line. .16:43 to go. The senior from Detroit fires the second free throw, no good. Warriors came in only shooting 66.7% as a team from the foul line. Frerichs gets into the paint again, off to Renfro, good position on Williams, but Ray recovers in time to push him back outside. Here's Frerichs outside the arc, right side, 12 to shoot, back to Renfro. Renfro fading away on Ray, tough shot from 15 feet, no good, not even close. Rebound, going to be picked up by Vanderheit, though, and then he throws it out of bounds. Lewis has been real uncharacteristically sloppy with the ball on a few occasions here this afternoon.
Definitely been a little sloppy, but I'll credit it to Wayne State's defense.
Looking over at Scott Trost, he doesn't look very happy right now. And how can he be? That's 9 turnovers already for Lewis. And we still have 16:05 to go. 48-36, Wayne State by 12. Lennox, near half court, 15 to shoot. Kamen driving on Renfro. Scoop around pass to Ray. Has it in the right corner. Fires the three, airballed it. Rebound by Renfro. Wayne State now 4-of-18 from behind the arc. Solomon into the paint. That's almost the guaranteed 2 points, and he gets down there. He's got 17, Chuck Q. Back to a 10-point game. Golson, great pass from Adley. Golson makes a nice catch inside, lays it up and in uncontested. He's got 10. It's 50-38 Warriors. Solomon again down the paint and one off the glass. He's got 19, a chance for 20 at the free throw line. 8 points already here in the second half for Gary Solomon. And we'll have a timeout on the court, 15:24 to go. Solomon will shoot the free throw when we come back. 10-point Wayne State lead. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball on the Patriot and watching on Prep Sports.
Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
Back inside the Wayne State Fieldhouse with Kevin Breckmacher and Chuck Key.
10-point lead for Wayne State. A little Bon Jovi for you as we come back. 15:24 to go. I'll tell you what, Gary Solomon has put on a show here for Lewis this afternoon. 19 points, chance for 20 at the free throw line. 6'5 senior from East Point, right here in the Detroit area. Played at Detroit Edison High School. But he transferred from Southern Indiana. Was on that team 2 years ago at Southern Indiana that played in the same NCAA tournament site that Wayne State played at. They were the 3 seed. Wayne State was the 4 seed that year. And that was the old joke with Southern Indiana that year. They purposely didn't play the last three weeks of their season because they didn't want to have anybody catch COVID.
Wow.
To be not able to play in the NCAA tournament. And Michigan Tech knocked them off in the regional semifinal before Tech fell to Truman State in the regional final that year. But They had some big kids on that Southern Indiana team walking around the hotel that day. But, yeah, they just didn't play their last 3 weeks of the regular season because they didn't want to have anybody catch COVID.
Wow, that's crazy.
All right, here is Gary Solomon at the free throw line. 2 for 2 today, chance for his 20th point. And it's in and out, no good. Finally missed something. Rebound by Golson. Remains a 10-point game.
He has a weird spin on the ball when he shoots. It's almost like it's curving.
Weird rotation, defies gravity. Lennox over to Harris, wide open three straight away. Count that for Carmelo, his third three of the afternoon. 14 for Carmelo, and it's 53-40, Wayne State by 13. Here's Logan over to Renfro. Solomon now working on Harris one-on-one, skips over to Vanderhyde. Vanderhyde open three, right wing is short. Rebound by Renfro, keeping it alive for Lewis. Back out to Frericks. Goes up and under into the paint, up and in. Scoops it up and in, does Bo Frericks, who now has 7 points. It's 53-42, Warriors by 11. Carmelo up top to Kamen. 15 to shoot for Wayne State, 14-22 on the game clock. Warriors trying to win their first game of this season. Adley kicks it out to Harris. Carmelo driving into the paint. Somehow got the pass to Adley, who missed the layup, got the rebound, put it back up and in. Did Golson. That was Golson down there, not Adley, but missed the first one. How about that pass, though, from Carmelo Harris?
That was a beautiful wraparound. I almost didn't see Golson back there.
55-42, Warriors by 13. Here is Solomon. And now Renfro going down for the dunk, and he missed it. And the rebound by Adley. Here come the Warriors the other way into the front court. Adley pulls up from the elbow, left side, can't pop it. And the rebound by Solomon. Back and forth we go. Frericks cut off at the baseline, left side. Now crosses over on Lennox. Kicks it out to Logan. Logan driving in, left side, half the glass, no good. Rebound by Golson. Golson the other way, up to Lennox. Now to Carmelo, open three, right corner, no good. Rebound by Ray Williams. And Brian Smothers says, let's slow it down a little bit and run some offense.
Yeah, I'd love to see them get some back going towards Golson's way.
Wayne State by 13, 13:08 to go in the game. Golson on the right wing, fading away from 12. It's short as the shot clock was winding down. Solomon with the rebound. Solomon with four rebounds to go along with the 19 points, goes all the way down the court and got fouled going up, missed the shot, but he'll shoot two. One-man wrecking crew right now, Gary Solomon. Foul on Lennox, his first, team second of the second half. Clock stops with 12:54 to go. And Solomon's free throw is good. Ho host of subs coming to the game. Briggs and Aborishet for Wayne State will check in. Kirsten in along with Rob Stroud checking in for Lewis, as well as Jameer Hill. Three new Flyers on the court, two new Warriors. Adley and Golson will check out for Wayne State. And the free throw good by Solomon. He's got 21. 55-44. Here's Kamen Lennox starting the offense for Wayne State up top to Aborshed, who knocked in two threes in that first half. He's got 8 points. Wild pass by Carmelo Harris trying to find Lennox, and he threw it out of bounds. Turnover Wayne State, their seventh. Don't want to jinx it, but Wayne State, for the most part today, Chuck, has done a good job taking care of the basketball.
Yeah, they have, and they've definitely been able to get some good things going towards the rim. But with Kareem in the game now, I'll be looking towards him to pick and pop or stay out wide and spread the floor.
Here's Solomon catching it on the left block, up and in, too good. Man, he's got 12 points just here in the second half already. Only 8.5 minutes in. 55-46, back to a 9-point Wayne State lead. Briggs on the dribble up top to Aborishet. He'll fire a three right side. It's too strong off the back heel. Rebound by Frericks. Warriors try to poke it away in transition. They do. Briggs has it. Now we have a jump ball coming up as the ball went loose on the deck. Arrow favors Wayne State. And the Warriors will get it back with 12 minutes to go. Seems like the Warriors have gotten a little stagnant offensively the last couple times down, settling for jump shots early in the shot clock. Media timeout on the court, 12 minutes to go. Wayne State ball when we come back. 55-46 Warriors. You're listening and watching Warriors basketball.
Are you ready? Ready to find the right care that works for you? Care that connects you to what you need anytime, anywhere, and fits best with your lifestyle? Whether it's in person or in your pajamas, online or over the phone, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan connects you to the care you need when you need it most. With the largest network of doctors and hospitals, an easy-to-use mobile app, and a 24-hour nurse line. Because we're always ready to help. Learn more about Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan at bcbsm.com.
Warrior basketball plays on WDTK Detroit. For every free throw that the Warriors make this season, Michigan Dairy Farmers will donate 1 gallon of milk to the W Food Pantry.
Great promotion back for another year for the Michigan Dairy Farmers. For every made free throw Wayne State knocks through this year, the Michigan Dairy Farmers will donate a gallon of milk to the W Food Pantry. Hoping for chocolate milks all around for Wayne State after this one today. 55-46 Warriors by 9. And we were kind of talking right before that last time out, Chuck, that Wayne State's got a little stagnant offensively.
Yeah, definitely gotten a little stagnant offensively. I'll be looking for Carmelo or Briggs to kind of get this offense back into a good set, try to get them to slow down on offense, take what the defense is giving them, and I would definitely keep my eyes open for the 2-3 zone.
That's a good point, Chuck. I'm waiting to see that here in the second half. Great pass by Carmelo on the inbounds to Aborishet underneath, who got fouled going up. He'll shoot two. Tell you what, Carmelo Harris has had a couple crafty passes so far here in the second half. So Kareem Aborishet will shoot two, his first two free throw attempts of the season. And 6'10 sophomore from West Bloomfield, Michigan, played at Macomb Community College last year. Late signee for this Wayne State team. Makes the first free throw. Nine different Warriors have played so far in this one. And Aborishet knocks in both free throws. Give him 10. That's his career high. 57-46.
Yeah, he's done a great job stepping in off the bench, stepping in for Coffee. And let's see if he can keep it up the second half.
Solomon, open jumper from the left elbow. No good. Too strong that time. Rebound by Ray Williams. And the maestro dribbles, stumbling and bubbling down the court into the front court. Hands it off to Briggs. Jordan Briggs looking to take his man to the basket. Does. Right side shot was blocked away, though, by Kirsten. And we got a foul coming up at the body that time. Stops the clock with 11:23 to go. And it will be two free throws coming up for Jordan Briggs. You brought up a good point just a few moments ago, Chuck. If you're just joining us, Matt Coffey, the sophomore big man for Wayne State, out today Hopefully he'll be back Tuesday for Lake Erie, but so far the Warriors have not kind of felt the effects of that. And Coffey's been great the first two games, averaging 14.5 points per game. Briggs misses the first free throw. Hope to get Matt back next week for the two games against Lake Erie and Lawrence Tech. And Briggs knocks in the second. Give him 3 points. Warriors up by 12, 58-46. Here is Solomon.
Yeah, Wayne State made a defensive adjustment by putting Ray Williams on Solomon, so we'll see if he can slow him down.
Driving to the paint that time was Hill. He got fouled by a Aburashed. We'll shoot two with 11:06 to go. Starting to become a pretty choppy game at the moment. A lot of whistles on both ends. And Jameer Hill, who's 6-for-6 on the year from the free throw line, will shoot two. 4 points for Hill so far this afternoon. And his first free throw's no good. See, I jinxed him that time.
Yeah.
Always got to mention when guys are perfect from the line, shooting for the other team.
They won't be perfect for long.
Got to miss eventually. All right, second free throw coming up here for Jameer Hill. And he missed them both. How about that? Rebound, though, underneath by Stroud. He puts it back up and in. Rob Stroud's first two. Makes it 58-48. Nobody boxed out Stroud that time.
Here comes the 2-3 zone.
You called it, Chuck. See if the Warriors can adjust to it. Carmelo up top with the dribble over to Lennox. 13 to shoot, back to Carmelo. Pump fakes the three, back to Kamen. He'll fire a three left side, not even close. And the rebound by Solomon. That was not a good start against that 2-3 zone. Solomon the other way, hand off to Hill. Hill directing traffic, 20 to shoot for Lewis. Frerichs to the elbow, back to Hill. Hill back to Frerichs. Frerichs driving in, cut off there, bounce pass back out to Hill. 7 to shoot, Hill stumbling and bumbling down the lane. Gets it out to Stroud, he traveled, going to the basket. Good defense from Wayne State that time, limiting the opportunities at the basket for Lewis.
Yeah, that was a really good defensive possession. I think that the switch with Ray Williams on Solomon is definitely bothering Lewis's offense. And hopefully he can stay with him for the rest of this half.
We approach the halfway point of the second half. Warriors up 10, trying to close out their first win of the season. Briggs, open three off the pass from Harris, left side, ring it up. Jordan Briggs, and Wayne State wants a timeout to set their defense up. 13-point lead, Jordan Briggs, first made three of the year, give him six. We'll step aside, take a break, 9:57 to go. Warriors looking good, up 61-48. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
Uniprop is proud to sponsor the fine athletes that participate at Wayne State University. Wayne State is the heart of Detroit, and the young student-athletes that represent the university and the city are a great example of dedication to living a healthy, productive life. Uniprop has been based in southeastern Michigan for 40 years, investing in private equity and real estate to support the area and its residents, and the support for Wayne State is just an extension of that.
Back to Midtown Detroit and the Wayne State Fieldhouse for more Warrior basketball.
.57 remaining. A little Rick Astley for you as we come back. 61-48 Wayne State. They're having a half-court shot right now from this youngster out there to try to win something. Forget what the prize was. And it comes up short for the second time. Got a two-handed push that half-court shot.
Yeah. I think they should have made it a three-point shot for him.
change the rules for the next game.
All right,
Lewis ball after the timeout. Wayne State with two timeouts remaining. Lewis with three. Three team fouls whistled against Wayne State so far here in the second half. Five against Lewis. And here is Hill bringing it up for the Flyers. Stroud over to Renfro. Renfro at the free throw line. Hand off to Hill. Back to Frerichs. Into the paint. Tough shot. Got it to go from 6 feet away. Bo Frerichs has 9 at 61-50. And the Warriors just can't shake Lewis. Lewis just hanging around that 9 to 12 point margin here as they stick in that 2-3 zone.
Yeah, it's always going to be a close game against Lewis. They're never going to give up, always going to keep fighting. But as long as the Warriors keep doing what they're doing, then I think they'll come out victorious.
Briggs had an open three right side, gave it up, and then got fouled on the floor. That's going to be the 16th foul on the Flyers. Stops the clock with 9:15 remaining. First foul on Solomon. Logan back in the game. Solomon will check out. Probably rest him up for the stretch run here, although he's holding his wrist a little bit. Hopefully he's okay if you're a Lewis fan out there. Or might be holding something else. Actually, anybody got hit in the spot you don't want to get hit at. Here's Harris, a deep three off the inbound, no good. And the rebound by Renfro. He shot that one from I-75. Here is Renfro. Back to Logan. Logan's jumper from the wing. Left side, no good. Rebound by Renfro. He puts it back up and in. Ryan Renfro with 6. Back to single-digit lead for Wayne State. 61-52, 8:40 to go. This game is far from over, folks. Lennox driving in. Steps through. Wild shot, no good. Ray gets the rebound. And keeps it alive to Carmelo Harris. 15 on the shot clock. Harris over to Briggs. Open three, left side is in the air. It's in the hoop. How about Jordan Briggs? Heating up from downtown. Give him 9.
Definitely. I was just thinking on the last three that he shot the ball with a good form, good rotation. And they came up and did the same thing this time.
64-52 Warriors. On pace for their highest offensive output of the season by far, if this continues. Renfro open three, right side the other way. No good. Rebound Carmelo. Up ahead to Golson. Golson at the baseline, looking for the rest of his teammates to join it. Now he'll back in Friedrichs. Out to Carmelo. He'll tee up a three. No good. Rebound by Golson. Got fouled going up. Couldn't get it to go, but he'll shoot two, and we come back. 64-52. Wayne State by 12. 7:42 to go in the ball game. We'll step aside, take a break. You're listening to Warriors Basketball on FM 101.5 and AM 1400. The Patriot.
Hey, Warrior fans. The Wayne State University men's basketball team will next be at home this Tuesday, November 21st, against Lake Erie College, with the opening tip scheduled for 7 o'clock p.m. The Warriors will be facing the storm for the first time ever inside the Fieldhouse. We'll see you there. Go Warriors!
Warrior basketball continues at the Wayne State Fieldhouse with Kevin and Chuck.
Kevin and Chuck back with you here at the Fieldhouse as Billy Ocean brings us back from break. Good little run here from Wayne State. Golson going to shoot 2 free throws after the timeout. And how do the Warriors close this one out?
Well, they start off by making these 2 free throws, getting back on defense, stopping Solomon. That's the key to these last 7 minutes, stopping Solomon and getting the rebound, coming down, being patient in the 2-3 zone. Not exactly falling in love with the three-point shot, but taking it and making it when it's there. But I still would like to see them move the ball around, hit the middle of that zone, and try to get some easy jump shots, some easy layups.
So Golson to the free throw line, 4 for 6 on the season. No free throw attempts yet today. 12 points for Collin. A junior from Detroit. Via Eastern Michigan. We saw him last year in that exhibition game against the Eagles. Averaged 5 points a game last year for Eastern. Golson's free throw is good. Coach Smothers and his staff did a good job in the transfer portal leading into the season, getting a player like Golson, Adley, Briggs, Aburashev.
Yeah.
Golson knocks them both in, give him 14. And it's 66-52, Wayne State by 14. Brian Smothers trying to build this program back up. Down the last couple years, Here is Stroud for three the other way from the top of the key. He knocks it in. Rob Stroud's first made three of the year. Give him 5 points. And again, Lewis's won't go away. Back to within 11. Rob Lee back out there has it on the wing. Over to Briggs. Open three right baseline. He is hot. As he knocks it in, Jordan Briggs has 12. Briggs is 3 for 4 from downtown.
Yeah, he's seen a couple fall now, so he's feeling good. He has a good rotation on the ball, so.
Trailing violation on Logan the other way for Lewis. Stops the clock with 6:53 to go. 69-55. Warriors scored 65 points at home last Friday against Hillsdale, 66 at Malone last Sunday. 69 RA today. We still have 6.5 to go. Harris, 10 to shoot. Lewis stays in that 2-3 zone up top. The Golson for three comes up short on the front iron. Rebound by Renfro. Jameer Hill into the front court. Over to Renfro. Renfro up top now to Logan. Logan back to Hill. Hill in the paint. Cut off by Briggs. 14 to shoot. Stroud into the paint. Spin move. Put it up with the right hand. Bouncing around. No good. Didn't get the roll. Rebound is pulled down by four different players. Two from Wayne State. Two from Lewis. They'll call a jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Flyers.
That was great intensity, though. That's great intensity going for the rebound, not making it easy on Lewis.
Callan Kenny back in for the Flyers. 20 on the shot clock for Lewis. Not a lot of time left now with 6 minutes to go. They trail by 14. Here's Renfro, right block with it, backing in Golson. Up top to Solomon. Solomon with five to shoot. Kicks it out to Hill. Open three left side is an air ball. Rebound by Renfro. Only 2 seconds on the shot clock, though. Puts it back up and in as the shot clock was getting ready to expire to make it a 12-point game.
Offensive rebounds like that kill you. Pretty good defensive possession, and you give up an offensive rebound to an air ball and an easy layup.
Ninth offensive rebound of the game for Lewis. Here is Adley going in. Got the ball taken away by Solomon. Here come Lewis. The Flyers, 4-on-3. Solomon says, I don't care about the 4-on-3. I'm going to take it all the way myself. And he got fouled going up. And he'll shoot two with 5:22 to go. Well, it's Gary Solomon show here. As he takes that defensive rebound, just goes coast to coast all the way down. All right, Solomon with 23 points, 4-of-5 today from the free throw line to shoot two. Came in averaging 12 a game. That's going to go up way up after today. First free throw is good. Maestro back in for Wayne State. Ray Williams will check in for Rob Lee, Jr. Chance to make it a 10-point game with his second free throw. And he front ironed it. No good. Rebound by Ray. And he's going to get fouled on the rebound by Renfro. I don't know about that call, but we'll take it. And Ray will go to the other end to shoot 1-and-1. Ray's 2-for-4 from the foul line, 6 points. 6'5" senior from Detroit. Member of that championship team 3 years ago as a freshman. And the free throw is good. Remember Ray from that freshman year at Grand Valley on that Tuesday afternoon in that empty gym when he made the only field goal in the last 2.5 minutes of the game for Wayne State.
Wow. Yeah, those DV games are always tough as well.
Warriors made 6 free throws in that last 2.5 minutes, including 4 on technical fouls by Grand Valley to win that one by 2 and help them win the league title over the Lakers by a half game. Williams missed the second free throw. Remains a 12-point game. Solomon out to Hill. Now to Stroud. Dribbled the ball out of bounds. No pressure on him at all. Just couldn't control the dribble right there. Right in front of his bench.
Floor monster got him.
Floor monster for sure. That time it was Now what you want to see if you're Lewis, down by 12 with 5 minutes to go in the game. Crunch time here at the field house. Warriors trying to close this one out. Trying to get some momentum going here. Still three more non-conference games to play until Gleick play starts. Ray takes it down the paint, no good on the layup. Rebound by Stroud. Lake Erie, Lawrence Tech, and Tiffin before the first Gleick weekend of the season as Freericks takes it all the way down that right side, got fouled. He'll shoot two. Fourth foul on Briggs. 15 foul on Wayne State. This is what you want if you're Lewis. Chance to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Freericks 2 for 2 so far today from the charity stripe. And the first one is good. Lennox back in for Wayne State along with Harris. Briggs will check out.
I like this five closing out this half because these are all guys with some experience. Maybe not all at Wayne State, but these guys have experience. They know how to end games. So let's see if we can get some type of cohesion and see who can we can go to down the stretch.
4 minutes and 28 seconds to go. Wayne State ball up by 10. Here's Adley driving in right side all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Nobody picked him up. Easy news for Adley. 72-60. There is Freericks driving in. Put it up and in and got fouled by Kamen Lennox. Makes it a 10-point game. Excuse me, a chance to make it a 9-point game at the free throw line. Second foul on Kamen. 16 foul on Wayne State. Stops the clock with 4:11 to go. It's never easy, partner. Freericks makes the free throw. He's 5 for 5 from the line. 72-63. Williams almost threw it away. Knocked out of bounds by Freericks. If he would have picked that up, he would have had an easy layup to make it a 7-point game. Scott Trost, the head coach of Lewis, trying to get his team going over there in the sideline. Trying to steal one late here on the road. Wayne State trying to prevent that. 4 minutes to go. 15 to shoot for Wayne State. Here's Adley. Right side off a screen from Golson. Weaving his way in again off glass for two.
Yeah, I'm loving Adley going to the basket. He's a bigger guard, so he's able to rise up over the other guards. And him getting to the basket seems to be the answer down the stretch.
74-63, Vanderheit on the baseline. Kicks it out to Freericks, driving in again off glass for two. Man, he's been good lately. Scott Trost calls timeout. It'll be the media timeout. 3:32 to go. 9-point game. Wayne State 74, Lewis 65. We'll step aside, take a break. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to Warriors Basketball on WDTK The Patriot.
Fall is so exciting. Wayne State is filled with students, and the university is buzzing with activity.
Dr. Kimberly Andrews Espy, president of Wayne State University.
In a remarkable city like Detroit, on a beautiful campus like Wayne State's, anything and really everything is possible. To our students, we are so thrilled that you chose Wayne State for your academic journey to pursue your dreams for a bright future. You belong here, and you will succeed.
Follow the bouncing ball with the Warriors on the Patriot.
Back here to the field house, Midtown Detroit. Beautiful late fall afternoon, 50 degrees, sun's out. Sun will be going down in about 45 minutes or so, but beautiful day out there. Wayne State up 74-65. Chuck, how did they close this one out?
Well, they close it out with intensity on both ends. On the defensive end, we have to play team defense, wall up, get a stop, get the rebound. On offense, we have to take our time, watch out for the zone. If we're playing man, I look for us to attack the rim and try to get fouled. Make our free throws, and we'll be all right.
Warriors have possession, and they'll send out Golson, Lennox, Williams, Harris, and Adley. Lewis with some full-court pressure for the first time today. Adley having trouble getting it in. That's going to be 5 seconds. Turnover Wayne State, their ninth. And Lewis gets it right back.
5 seconds.
So Vanderheit over to Freericks in the paint. Puts a tough shot up. No good. Rebound by Ray. Williams has it for the Warriors. See if Wayne State goes to work on the clock a little bit here. Williams has it near half court. Still plenty of time in the shot clock. Adley getting double teamed near half court. Out to Lennox. Came in with 10 to shoot. 3 minutes to go here in Midtown Detroit. Warriors by 9 with the ball. Lennox falls down with the dribble taken away by Solomon. Did burn some clock, though. Solomon going down the paint. Puts it up. Blocked away by Ray Williams. The maestro came out of nowhere to block the shot. Here he comes the other way with the dribble. Kicks it out to Golson. Brian Smothers says, let's back it up and run some clock.
Yeah, definitely. Run some clock. Get into a set.
74-65. Harris, 12 to shoot. On the bounce outside the arc left side. Dumps it down to Golson. Golson puts it up with the left hand off glass for two. Big bucket right there. Golson with 16. 76-65 Warriors. Kenny, right side with the dribble the other way. Threw it away at Atlantic. Stolen by Kamen. 2-on-1 for the Warriors. Watch out here. Kamen behind the back to Ray Williams, who went up for a tomahawk dunk and got fouled. Oh, my goodness. You can see that was coming. From a mile away, partner. 2:08 to go, and Ray will shoot two.
Ray did a great job running with him in transition. I thought it was going to be a oop, but.
Oh, he was going up for a tomahawk exclamation point dunk right there and got fouled hard. Surprised we're not reviewing that one.
Right, right. Hey, replay.
Going back to the first half. Here's Ray at the line. First free throw is no good. So Ray came in today 4-for-4 from the foul line. He is now 3-for-7. 7 points, 6 boards, a couple steals, a block shot. Typical Ray Williams day, stuffing that stat sheet. Second free throw is good. 12-point game, 77-65. 2:05 to go. Well, Lewis has to go quickly here and probably – watching some threes. Solomon down the paint, and he missed the shot. Rebound by Williams. Here's Adley into the front court. Under 2 minutes to go. Warriors going to run some clock here. As Briggs has it near half court. Briggs just holding the ball. 100 seconds to play here at the Fieldhouse. Wayne State looks like they're about ready to close out their first win of the season. Good win over Lewis today if they can hold on. Briggs going down the paint, wild shot. Was trying to draw the foul, no call, and the rebound by Vanderheit. Up to Freericks. Freericks driving in. Got bumped, no call. Renfro up to Vanderheit. Vanderheit back to Renfro for three. It's in the air. It's in the hoop. Ryan Renfro, big guy. He can shoot the long ball, though. And makes it a 9-point game. Timeout by Scott Trost and Lewis. 1:17 to go.
Not horrible team defense, but we got to think about situational. I think Golson was trying to close out a little short on the catch. And, you know, they're down by 10 points, so of course you're going to be looking to shoot a three. So I look for the Warriors to be trying to close out hard on threes now and still protecting the paint.
How soon do you foul here if you're Lewis? They have 19 fouls, so the next foul will put Wayne State at the line for the double bonus. They're going to shoot two the rest of the way, but 1:17 to go. You can't afford to let too much time go off the clock here, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, I would say as soon as it gets down to the minute or so. And Wayne is just going to have to be able to make their free throws, take their time, be strong with the ball, because Lewis is still going to be going for the steal. So you still have to be strong with the ball just in case, you know, the refs don't call something. You still have to be strong with the ball and be able to make your free throws.
This is one of those situations where if you're Wayne State, if you take care of the ball, you make your free throws, it's ball game. Yeah. Lewis just doesn't have enough time to come back. But you have to do both of those things effectively to get it done.
And then when Lewis goes down to offense, we have to be strong defensively and end the possession with the rebound. We can't give up offensive rebounds and kick out for threes and things like that. So we have to be strong with the ball. We have to finish each possession with the rebound.
All right, here we go. Adley will inbound in the backcourt for Wayne State. We see that full court pressure again from Lewis. Forced the five count the last time. Adley still having trouble getting it in. Finally does to Briggs. Double teamed in the backcourt. Back to Adley. Adley double team. He's in trouble. Gets it out to Briggs. Now Wayne State has a 4-on-2 and a foul from behind by Hill with 1:09 to go. It'll be two free throws for Jordan Briggs. 5 Warriors today in double figures. Golson has 16, Carmelo with 14, Adley with 10, Briggs with 12, and Aburashev with 10. That's good balance right there.
Yeah, that's great balance. I think the Warriors did a great job distributing the ball. Carmelo did a great job facilitating, although he wasn't making shots early. He was still able to stay in the game and keep facilitating for his teammates.
Briggs shooting 2. First free throw is good. Well, points now for Briggs. And the second free throw is also good. Rattles in for him. And it's 79-68, 11-point Wayne State lead, 1:07 to go. Here's Frerichs over to Solomon. Solomon driving in left side, kicks it out to Vanderheit for 3, top of the key, no good. Rebound is out of bounds. It'll be Wayne State ball, 54.2 seconds to go, and that might about do it. See if Lewis keeps fouling here. Down by 11, under a minute to go. Harris on the inbounds has it. Ball tipped by Frerichs, trying to save it. He does to Briggs. Briggs sprint dribble up the court, and he gets fouled from behind by Dustin Logan, and the clock will stop with 47.3 seconds to go, and Wayne State shooting 2. Hey, make sure you stay tuned after the game. We'll have the postgame show. We'll hopefully talk to one of the victorious Warriors as well as one of the assistant coaches. We'll have the final numbers for you. I'll tell you about the next broadcast on the network, which will be Tuesday against Lake Erie. Briggs shooting 2. His first free throw is no good. Jordan now 3 for 5 from the free throw line today.
This is a great game for, you know, a freshman to be getting in, getting some experience, getting some opportunities playing and running the show. Very impressed with what I saw from Briggs today.
Makes the second, 80-68. 45 seconds in counting remaining. Here's Frerichs into the front court. Working on Briggs. Puts it up and puts it in off glass. 39.6 seconds left. 80-70 the score. And they try to get it in. He can't, so he calls timeout. Wayne State did have 2 remaining. The Warriors have had trouble, Chuck, getting the ball in against that full court pressure.
They definitely had some trouble getting the ball in. I would look to go opposite the press. I think Lewis is starting with 2 up, and Wayne State is starting with 2 up, so guys have nowhere to go. I would just have one guy coming straight up the middle, have guys on the wing ready to fly. So, but I know Smothers is going to make that adjustment.
Well, we talked about 3-point shooting in the open, Chuck, and you look at the numbers at the moment. Wayne State has made 8 3-point field goals. Lewis has made 4, so the Warriors have outscored Lewis by 12 points at the 3-point line. It's a 10-point game right now. I mean, I know sometimes things are too simplistic, but right there's the difference in the game.
There's a difference in the game, and I think other difference is turnovers. Lewis has about 14 turnovers. Wayne has 10, which isn't great, but, you know, Wayne has been able to take care of the ball a little bit better than Lewis.
Warriors trying to close this one out. Get their record up to 1-2 on the year before Lake Erie and the Storm come in here on Tuesday night. Brian Smothers got his first win as head coach at Wayne State at Lake Erie last year around the same time. All right, here's Carmelo Harris inbound for the Warriors. And Lewis with that full court pressure again. 1-2-1-1, that diamond press. They lob it in to Adley. He sprint dribbles up over the timeline. We got a foul coming up on Anthony Sales, and it'll be Jordan Briggs again to the free throw line to shoot 2. 35.8 seconds left. So Briggs shooting 2. 4 possession game at the moment. And Briggs knocks in the first. Eighty-one seventy. Second free throw is also good. 12-point lead for Wayne State. 30 seconds to go in this one. Here's Solomon. Hand off to Freericks. Freericks looking to maneuver his way to the basket. Throws it up and got fouled by Ray Williams, I believe, with 25.3 seconds left. That's the one thing you didn't want to do right there, yeah, Chuck, is stop the clock.
Definitely didn't want to stop the clock.
And that foul, will it go against Ray, his second. Seventh team foul on the Warriors. So here's Freericks to the free throw line, 5 for 5 today. First one is good. And he makes them both. Man, he's been good today. 19 points for him. Briggs gets the inbound. He gets fouled again as we continue to play this game with 23.3 seconds left. Still a 10-point game. It's not enough time left and possessions left to come back if you're Lewis.
I think they just like being in Detroit, you know. A little more exciting than Romeoville.
Just a little bit. Here's the free throw by Briggs. It's good. West side of Chicago, about a half hour from downtown. Romeoville, Illinois. They got that airport right next to campus there with that big Delta plane that always sits out there. Briggs makes both free throws, 84-72, back to a 12-point game, 20 seconds to go. Solomon, handoff to Freericks. Freericks going to drive in, kicks it out to Renfro. Open three, left side is short. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. It'll be Wayne State ball with 9.5 seconds left, and we'll see if Lewis refrains from fouling here, and Wayne State can burn this last 9.5 seconds off the clock and come away with their first win of this season.
And, of course, they won't.
Full court pressure here. They get it into Briggs, and now they're going to back off. Well, the Warriors give them credit for bouncing back after two losses last week. They're going to dribble out this win here today. Brian Smothers and his staff gets their first win of the season. Final score, Wayne State 84. And Lewis, 72, will step aside and take a break. When we come back, we'll have the postgame show. Going up after this, you're listening to Wayne State Basketball.
Hey, Warrior fans. The 2023-24 basketball season is officially here as Wayne State Basketball season tickets are on sale right now starting at $75. The WSU men are slated to play 14 regular season games inside the fieldhouse, while the women are scheduled for 13 of them. Faculty and staff receive a 50% discount off a regular season ticket by contacting the box office for purchasing information. The box office is located inside the Wayne State Fieldhouse or can be reached via phone at 313-577-4074. Again, the box office is located inside the Wayne State Fieldhouse or can be reached via phone at 313-577-4074. Go Warriors!
Nice to hear Patty Smythe for the first time this year. 84-72 final as the Warriors get it done for the first time this year by 12. And, Chuck, while we're waiting for Jordan Briggs and Will Verlogo to come on up, your thoughts on what you saw, especially in that second half for the Warriors to close it up?
They did a great job on the defensive intensity. They did a great job playing team defense, ending with a rebound, and I think – they were getting some flow together on offense. Of course, you know, it's still early in the season, so they're getting their cohesion together. But overall, pretty impressive win. I think they have some things that they can build on for the next couple games.
All right, hand off that headset to – we'll go with Jordan first. We'll let Jordan make his debut on Wayne State Radio here. Put that on, Jordan. There you go. First of all, congratulations. Great
Thank
job today, 19 points. Talk about the game and what do you think the difference was?
We got – stops defensively, which allowed us to get out and run and transition. We have a lot of players that can really just get out and make plays, and we were able to do that because we were getting stops and rebounding today.
What was the biggest difference? Because you guys have played two pretty good first halves the first two games, not too good in the second half. But what was the difference today? Good first half and good second half. What was the difference?
In the locker room, coach kind of told us, like, don't let our foot off the gas because that's a great Lewis team over there. And they could have came out and punched us in the mouth in the second half, but we sustained our lead and kept playing how we were playing with the same energy, and that allowed us to get the victory.
Talk about your game, 19 points today and all those free throws at the end. What was working for you out there?
I kind of got going in the second half, knocking down my shots, gave me some confidence, and coach told me just keep shooting. He gave me the green light, and that my teammates were getting me open, and I was just knocking them down.
How do you keep this going now, the next game against Lake Erie on Tuesday, but how do you build off this win?
Just get back to practice tomorrow, keep working, take the victory, be proud of it, but we got to get back to work tomorrow and keep going.
All right, Jordan, great job today. Hand off your headset to your assistant coach there, Will. And Jordan Briggs today, 19 points, 8 of 10 from the foul line. A lot of free throws down the stretch to ice the game as well. We're joined by assistant coach Will Verlogo for the first time this year.
Hey,
first of all, congratulations on the win. What was the difference? Thanks. I asked him the question. You guys played good first halves in the first two games, not so good in the second half. What was the difference today?
I thought our defensively we were more organized in the first half. It was a little more difficult to score. Our two-point field goal percent defense has been a struggle. And there's been a lot of free throws in the first half. So I think just having a good defensive first half, obviously there's things we could do better. And then just our communication on the court is better between a group. It's a group with a lot of new players that are playing a lot of minutes, a lot of young guys returning from last year. So just melding the two together. I think we've seen early in the season, we've seen high highs and we've seen some low lows in moments. And today was good just to build the confidence of the team. And, you know, it was good for a young guy to come out here and finish a game for us at the free throw line. That speaks really well. And he's done a lot of winning. So
absolutely.
He's won a lot. So he's used to those moments.
Knocking in those free throws to ice the game. How about the balanced scoring today? Five guys in double figures. I think you'll take that, obviously, every single game going forward if you can get it.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think that's the blessing. And the curse with teams with a lot of talent is on any night it could be anybody. Obviously that's a tremendous luxury, but at the same time as you're building that chemistry, sometimes it's like, all right, are you taking the shot? Am I taking the shot? Who's going to step up here? In the first half, I mean, I think we had like eight to nine guys score in the first half. So I think that's what we're envisioning with our team. And, you know, Colin, we challenged him. He should dominate. He should get 10 rebounds every game. And he finished tonight with 16 and 10. So I'm just looking at you know, Carmelo with 7 assists, and he's finding his rhythm and came in with unbelievable defense on their best player. I think when you look at it, when you look at the sheet here, their two best players, number 24 was 2 for 10, and number 2 made 1-3. He's averaging, you know, 3-plus threes a game. So, you know, I think that's big for our team. That's really big for our team. Other teams' best players have been killing us. So we got to take those matchups personally, and I thought that was an important step forward. So,
well, Coach, hey, thanks for taking some time up to join us. It's always nice to talk to you after a win.
Nice
and go
to
get
talk
them again
to
Tuesday,
you as well.
Right?
All right, thanks a lot.
It's Coach Wolver Logo here at Wayne State. We'll step aside, take a break, when we come back. More of the postgame show after this. Can Warriors win by 12? You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
When it comes to business, Warriors mean business. Whether you're dreaming of making a profit, making a difference, or both, the lessons learned here can be applied anywhere. In the neighborhood, around the state, across the country, and in the far corners of the world. Through the Mike Ilitch School of Business, you'll learn theory and practice to prepare you for every idea, opportunity, and business model. At this incredible new facility in the District Detroit, business leaders teach classes, students become interns, and graduates get recruited as high-level talent. We're more than in the heart of the city. We're in the heart of the business community, with access to influential thinkers from the public and private sector. We have the tools, the technology, and the relationships that create opportunities for success. So if you're looking to create, innovate, or disrupt, we'll take that drive and make it stronger. To see how being Warrior Strong changes the way the world does business, visit wayne.edu.
Warrior fans, the post-game show continues next.
College athletes build on every opportunity to play, to grow, to break glass ceilings, to blaze a trail, to expand the mind, to leave a legacy, to change history, to win. Because to college athletes, opportunity is just the beginning. Learn more at NCAA.org.
Back here to the field house. Wayne State wins at 84-72. Quick shout out real quick. I got to apologize to Coach Vergolo, as I say his last name. I'll get it at some point.
Yeah.
But Vergolo. But thanks for Coach Will coming up to talk to us, and then Jordan Briggs as well. What an effort today from him. 19 points, a team high 19 for Wayne State. And all those free throws checked down the stretch to ice the game. And you like to see that Wayne State with their first opportunity to close one out today, and they did exactly what they needed to do. Took care of the basketball and knocked in free throws.
Definitely took care of the ball, knocked in free throws. That was the plan for the last 5 minutes of the game. We knew Lewis was going to have to foul, so they ended each possession with the rebound. They knocked in free throws, were strong with the ball. Everybody looked excited, so this is a great team win to build on.
All right, we'll step aside, take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up from the field house. Again, final score, Wayne State 84, Lewis 72. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
To college athletes, the whole world looks like an opportunity. One to be seized, built upon, and made better. To push their sport further. To broaden their minds. To help communities they live in. And to inspire those who follow. Because to college athletes, every opportunity is a chance to change what could be and show the world what opportunity can do. Learn more at NCAA.org.
Warrior fans, there's more to come in the post-game show.
Our industry, business, nonprofit, and clinical partners know that Wayne State is the talent pipeline for Detroit and beyond. It's why they support our students through internships and other learning by doing career experiences.
Dr. Kimberly Andrews Espy, president of Wayne State University.
And these same partners have first dibs to hire some of Michigan's most career-prepared professionals. Wayne State is working hard to ensure that our most precious resource stays right here in Michigan and delivers results that advance the future of our state.
Back one final time to the field house. You can hear Patty Smythe. That means the Warriors win 84-72. Chuck, your final thoughts on this one. Just taking a quick look at the numbers, Wayne State and Lewis shooting in the high 40s, so that percentage was pretty equal. We talked about the three-point made field goals in the game, 8 for Wayne State, 4 for Lewis. That was a big difference. But how about Wayne State with 20 made free throws today on 26 attempts? Ice in the game late with Jordan Briggs and company. That was definitely key.
Yeah, that was definitely big. Making free throws down the stretch, capitalizing off of Lewis's mistakes in the zone and getting easy layups and easy threes. So that was the difference down the end, and I think they played great, and this is something great to build on going forward for Lake Erie and Lawrence Tech.
And 19 points today for Jordan Briggs, 16 for Kellen Golson, 14 for Carmelo Harris, 10 apiece for Tamario Adley and Kareem Aburashed. 5 Warriors in double figures. Ray had 8. Kamen Lennox had 5. And Rob Lee had 2. Touch Ward played for a little bit but did not score. So a good day today to be a Warrior. They win 84-72. They move their record up to 1-2 on the year. Lewis falls to 1-2. The next broadcast on the network will be Tuesday, 7 p.m. tip-off, 6:45 pregame show right here on the Patriot, Wayne State and Lake Erie. Brady Beaton will be on the call for that one. I'll be heading overseas for about 10 or 11 days, so I'll miss these next two games. But Brady Beaton and Joe Abramson will have the call next Tuesday, so make sure you tune in to those two guys. Will do a great job here on the network for the late game against Lake Erie, and Wayne State trying to win 2 in a row, get that record back to 2-2. And keep the train moving down the right track as we head toward GLIAC play here in a few weeks. I want to thank the president of Wayne State University, Dr. Espy, for her support of the network. I want to thank Erica Wallace, the athletic director here in Warrior Land. I want to thank Jeff Weiss and the rest of the SID crew. They're the best in the business. I want to thank Brian Bileski, the best in the business, back in the studio. Chuck, great job today. Great thank being back you. With you again. And I'm Kevin Breckmacher saying so long. Final score, one final time from the field house. Wayne State 84, Lewis 72. Until next time, and as always, go Warriors.
Warriors Basketball is sponsored by Andiamo, Radisson Hotel Detroit Southfield. Born in Detroit,
Uniprop, Nike, Beyond Juice, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Detroit Sports Commission, Henry Ford Health Systems, Jimmy John's, United Dairy Industry of Michigan, Michigan First Credit Union, Tropical Smoothie, Condado Tacos, National Trails, and brought to you by Smokey G's Smokehouse.
Furnished by Wayne State University Athletics with FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Go Warriors!